It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. We Air It Out.
Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. It's Air It Out Radio. Banging up the stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blog. Cats still stagnant. We stay on our job. The brown skin heifer. I see y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heckling her. She put in mad words, but she stay on a promo. Hating on us. Now that's a big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition. Tell me if you see it. We talking like we live it. Walking like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to respect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. It's Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. It's Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. It's Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. It's Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio. Air It Out callers, Air It Out listeners. Y'all see the threats, we just hear the whispers. We stay on some new shit, listen real close. Kudos to the host, I propose a toast. The history, it's really about to happen. We really make moves, y'all stick to rapping. Respect is in order, the border been crossed. Got the UK spitting them long distance balls. We show love, and y'all show love back. 200 plus calls on the blog, that's the max. We do that on the regular, shit don't change. Every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane. Help us help you, it costs y'all nothing. The promo, the music, we really saying something. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air It Out Radio.net, get in tune. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio.net, huh?
And our radio was there. That check fire. And you know what's good, Aired Out? How y'all doing? So honored to be back again. I think what I'm gonna do is I'm going to let me take this off. Okay, there we go. Alright, what's going on, Aired Outers? I'm at Check Fire for those that do not know. Welcome to another Monday. We going 10 to 1. Shout out to everybody that's hitting me up on Facebook and Twitter. You can always hit me up at Air It Out Radio. Facebook, Twitter, Air It Out Radio. Oh, man, I got so much to tell y'all. So much. Let me see. I hope I can get it in. I'm going to talk really fast, so just bear with me. Shout out to everybody that's on the line. I see the old heads is on here tonight. Okay. Glancing at the last four digits of people's phone numbers. So I'm glancing really quick, and I see like E-Burner's on there. Finally, I'm calling you out. So there's a couple other people on there. Shout out to Jersey. They don't want to hear me. Okay. My home state for those that do not know. Let me see. Where do I begin? Shout out to my assistant. All right. Make sure y'all hit her up on Twitter. She's at the Vocal Star. All right, the Vocal Star. That's my assistant. I got a little assistant now. Yeah, you know, my bitch is moving up. Okay, holla back. No, I'm just kidding. Nah, but yeah, you know, we trying something out. She's going on with her. So shout out to Z. She's doing her thing. Shout out to Sherry, my DJ for Air It Out Radio. Shout out to her. We're gonna be doing some big things, you know, in the future. And y'all can catch her at the Air It Out Radio Villa Tour as well. You know, she was there last time looking like Mariah Carey. Yes, we're playing a little, we've been playing around a little bit, you know what I mean? I'm trying to hook her up on a date, so make sure y'all hit her up too. It's Miss M-I-Z-Z underscore Carey, okay? You know, we need to hook her up with a dude, so make that happen. Not that she's desperate or anything, you know, she can find any dude she wants, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, we're trying to help her out here. We're trying to help her out. So anyway, let me see, what else did I want to let y'all know about? All right, so let's get to some events and everything here. As always, make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. If y'all want to send me some traction, make sure y'all send it to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure it's MP3, no links. I don't do them. I toss them, throw them in the trash, fast it, easy, done. All right, please hit the website up and leave a comment. Show some love to Air It Out. Y'all always showing me on Twitter. That's great. But in order for me to get some big name from the big wigs, you know what I mean, they need to see some love coming to the website as well. So show some love over there. You know, any bio is good. Or even if you got any suggestions, okay, for the show or an event, or you want to work with me in the future, hit the website up, okay? Leave a comment. Let me know what's going on. All right? Let me see. For those that don't know, Air It Out Radio has always been on 24/7 for the last year, okay? I've just been slipping. But I'm going to get back on that, so don't get on me. If y'all want some spins, holla back at me. We can get that popping. Make sure you register with BMI, ASCAP, or one of them first, all right? Hit me up on Instagram at Fire Chick. Yes, a bitch is on now. A bitch is on. Fire Chick Instagram, all right? Y'all bug me about it. There it is. It's on there, all right? I think the last picture I posted was a picture of my daughter, and she made a picture of me with my big ass head, okay? So you'll see that on there. I know y'all probably get a kick out of that, okay? But anyway, let me see. Okay. So at the end of the day, I don't know if y'all see any of my posts or whatever. I am looking for some artists to perform at this cypher on July the 3rd. Right? I know it's the day before the holiday and all that stuff, but anybody that's interested, please hit up my Twitter or my Facebook, all right, and leave me a video with you spitting, a freestyle. Not your video with you in the car chilling and all that. I need something with you spitting a hot 16 or whatever like that in a cypher. Okay, that's what I need from you. All right, at the end of the day. So, yeah, please send that to my Facebook or Twitter and let me know, like, you know, what it's pertaining to. This is pertaining to July 3rd, the cypher, or whatever I'm interested in, blah, blah, blah. All right? It's going to be a lot of people out there. I'm hosting a gig with Qf. And let me see, where's my notes at? Okay. So it's the Roots Decoration Dedication Festival, right? It starts at 7 o'clock. It's at the World Cafe Live, right? It's going to be like two shows, six bands, hip-hop culture, right? So it's going to be nothing but positive stuff out there, all right? Shout-out to all the artists and anybody that's participating in this event. Shout-out to DJ Booth. He's the one that's actually, you know, came up with the idea and everything. So make sure y'all hit up his website, too. It's djwolf.net, all right? So like I said before, I'm looking for some artists to do a Hot 16 in the cypher. There's going to be a lot of people there. So hit up the Facebook or Twitter at Air It Out Radio and send me your YouTube. Do not tell me to go look for your YouTube. I'm not doing that, okay? I'm sorry. I love you to death, but I'm not going to find anything for you. Stop being lazy, all right? And you go get it, all right? So that's what that is all about, all right? So, like I said, that's July the 3rd, all right? And that's going to be at the World Cafe Live, all right? Starts at 7. So, let me see. The Diamond Spotlight, Move the Crowd, shout out to Onyx Fire. I'll be out there doing some interviews for her. You know, showing some love. So if y'all want to come through the Arts Garage, y'all can always come through. And if you still want to participate in that, you want to perform or whatever, make sure y'all get at Fire, Honest Fire, I'm sorry, at Honest Fire. If y'all don't know how to spell her name, it's HONESTPHIRE. All right, and her phone number is 215-839-8186. All right, I'm going to post the information, and if you haven't seen it yet, it'll be on my Facebook or Twitter. So just always go back there and check the notes. All right? Shout out to TGIF. Shout out to my sponsors, Villa. For those that don't know, the Villa, the 28th, 500 cash is going down again. All right? 1231 North Broad Street. All right? This time around, we're only going to do one track. One clean track, all right, less than 4 minutes, not a whole set, because it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I know y'all hear me say this all the time, but I'm trying to, like, cut back, all right? So it's $5 to perform. It's free to get in, you know, bring your family out, your brother, sister, kids, whatever the case is. I'm going to try to have the same thing that I had going on before out there. So, you know, hopefully y'all come through and attend. If y'all have never been to Air It Out Villa event, please go to my YouTube at Air It Out Radio. You can see some footage and stuff like that. Shout out to Cypher and all the artists that came out there with the video cameras and all that good stuff to tape the event. I really do appreciate that. And, you know, so let me see what else. Do I have anything else I want to tell you? Oh, yeah. A couple websites that y'all might want to check out is New Music. From New Music NG, right? They from Jersey or whatever. They support me real heavy. So it's Urban Society Social Light NewJersey.com. I'll post it on the Twitter so y'all can get that. And shout out to Music Not One. You know, you can share and promote showcases and all that, all your music. It's a good way to make some money, so y'all might want to check them out as well. And publicmusic.com is another social network for y'all, you know, artists and stuff like that. It's a gateway for you to show your music and all that stuff. And so I'm going to post all that stuff a little later so y'all can have all that information and y'all can take it upon yourselves and do what y'all need to do. Shout out to Sam Juice. Make sure y'all check them out at samjuice.com, TGIF Fridays. You know, they're a big supporter of Air It Out Radio as well. And I guess that's really pretty much it for my little news that I have going on. Like I said, make sure y'all hit up the website, leave a comment. I really, really appreciate that. It really helps out, you know, in the long run to see the people that show the love to Air It Out Radio and all that. All right, shout out to StarDraftMusic.com. Y'all can always get an interview from them. Tell them Fire sent you. Maybe y'all should do that. Maybe that might help out a little bit, you know. My name's pretty good, right? Okay, well, you know, use that. Fire sent you. Here and there. Shout out to Jersey. Shout out to the whole Tri-State. All that good stuff. Shout out to Louis Toledo. I got a couple Facebook and Twitter shout-outs as well. I'm going to get into all that as well. Let me see. Shout out to June. Shout out to June. This is one of his beats, y'all. If y'all want to send me some beats, make sure y'all send it to itsair.radio@gmail.com too. I'll, you know, show some love to y'all and try to put it out there as well. So, for those that don't know, this is Air It Out Radio. We're on Mondays, 10 to 1. I'll call your last 4 digits of your phone number. Then I'm talking to you. Please speak up loud and clear so everybody can hear you. If you're tired, call back another Monday. You know what I'm saying? Don't make yourself look bad, me look bad. At the end of the day, you never know who's listening. You might have a fan on the line and want to really get at you. And, you know, you don't never hear no artist do an interview and say they're tired and they sound all sleepy. They don't do that. So try to sound professional, man. And send me my damn drops. I'm tired of y'all airing out of not giving me my drops, okay? Don't make me get Ike Turner on you, all right? For those that don't know, that's my, you know, my other AK name. So Ike Turner, send me some drops, all right? Send them to the email. Shout out to Dante Diesel. Let me tell you why I gotta shout him out for one thing. He is the only one of y'all Aired Outers that I know that goes ham with giving them drops to all these different radio stations. Now, I've called in different radio stations and different blogs, and I just happen to hear Dante Diesel in a damn drop while I'm on the line listening or listening to the station. So shout out to him. For those that don't know, that is extra promo. Radio stations, internet shows, they love that shit, okay? Get your drops in. It takes you a couple seconds to do it. Knock out about 5 or 6 of them to different ones and get them all out the way and send them out. That's extra promo. So do yourselves a favor, please, and do that. Send it to Air It Out Radio. And make sure you don't forget Air It Out Radio in the drop, okay? All right, so tonight's topic is, when is a good age to tell your baby mama, well, tell your kids, look, you know what, I just don't like your damn dad. Me and that motherfucker don't get along, okay? We don't like each other, okay? I'm not fright no more. That's it. Like, I don't like you. I don't like him, okay? When do you think is a good time? Hit me up on Twitter, Air It Out Radio, Facebook, Air It Out Radio, or you can actually text me your answer as well. Whatever one is convenient for you, okay? Shout out to Nita. She's having a book that's coming out about her life. It'll take time to do that, so shout out to her. So like I said, when is a good time to tell your kids that, when is a good time to tell them that your dad ain't shit? All right, I'm just going to keep it real. We ain't playing no more games. I think my mom told me when I was like, I had to be grown. I think I was grown out the house. And that was only because we got into like some kind of spat or whatever. And I was like, you know what? He's an asshole. She was like, yeah, I've been meaning to tell you about that for a long time. So like my mom was really, really good about it. I know she probably didn't stand his ass, but you know, she was really, really good about it. So I know that's not always going to be the case with everybody. So I want to know y'all opinion. Maybe some of y'all may feel as though, hey, you shouldn't tell them at all. They got to find out on their own. So keep the answers short and sweet. We're going to hit the lines up a little bit and see what's popping over here. Last 4 digits of your phone number, I'm talking to you. We're going to go to 5135, Air It Out Radio.
What's up, airing it out? This is Willie Weird. What's up with you?
Willie Weird, what the deal?
You know what it is?
I know what it is.
Yeah, you talking about this topic right about now. And if I would say I have to be like in my own house, you know, because I don't want to hear that, you know. I don't want to hear no excuses from my parents, either, whichever one. I want some fresh Jordan. I want Xbox 360, Wii Connect, and the newest games, internet, all that, you know. So I ain't going to take no excuses from them. So it'll have to be when I'm grown.
Oh, okay. All right. When you grown. I was actually talking about what are you telling your kids, like, your kids. You and your mom, baby mom ain't getting along.
I'll wait to tell them. Till they grown, cause they don't want to hear that. They want sneakers. They want candy. They want the good food. They want McDonald's Happy Meals and stuff like that. They don't want to hear that. They like, you could have missed me with that, Paul or Mom. I want this right here, you know, cause the kid ain't worrying about adult stuff. They
right.
want what makes them happy. So.
No, I'm sure. Like, why Dad ain't come over? Why? Where he at? Why he ain't coming over today? Or why he? Where's he at? So, you know, at the end of the day, go ahead.
Them kids will forget about that. You pop up with what they want. You know what I'm saying? They tell you what they want, and you pop up with it one day. They gonna be like, oh, the hell with the parent that's taking care of them, that's putting in day to day work with them.
Yeah, that's how
kids is.
Yeah, that's how it always is. All right, so what you got going on music wise?
You know, I'm putting out my third unofficial mixtape. I'm out here promoting myself. I got the chain saved up to put it on the promo site. I'm on ReverbNation.com/TheWillieWheel. And I'm ranked 100,000 something in all genres of music. And I'm waiting, looking forward to a promo site to put my promo on and get it all the way going. Got the videos. Thanks to Movie Maker. And I got some YouTube videos with my dog Money Mike. And I got my own studio now, my own recording equipment, so I can piece up things off my mind here and there whenever they need to be done. And I feel it on me, and I got to get it off my chest.
Okay.
You know,
that's what's up. That's what's up. Well, you always doing big things, so that's good. Congrats. Tell everybody where you from again, because, you know, in case the newbies don't know.
I'm from the dirty south, Monroe, Louisiana, 318. Trina just did a show down here. Gucci Man, Roscoe Dash, DeRoe, Juvenile. I'm forgetting somebody, but they coming to Shreveport, Louisiana on July the 21st to do a show.
I love how y'all say July.
Juvenile.
July.
You talking about July? Yeah, that's how we say July.
I thought you said July.
But you talking about July. I'm like, yeah, that's how you say July. It's like Jubilee, you know.
It's July. Anyway, it's cool, though. I love the accent. But anyway, give them your Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. I'm on Twitter at WillWill25. I'm Googleable now, you know, WillWill25, just like it is on Twitter. Leave out the at. And of course, I'm on Facebook, WILLIE WIL. Willie Will, you know. And I'm on ReverbNation.com/TheWillieWheel. and y'all be on the lookout for that unofficial mixtape. Willie Wills giving 3 years, you know.
All right, so what track we getting into tonight?
You know it. Matter of time before I fall out. The all the letters in front of the M O T B.
Okay, I see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we gonna get into that.
Yeah, that was all mine. It was on my part. Yeah, I got a ball out. You know, it's that's real stuff. Like, there no lie. Shouts out to 2 Chainz and the Drake annoyed. You know what I'm saying? No lie. I ain't gonna tell no lie.
All right, well, we gonna get into that. Let's air it out.
Yes.
Swag brother. It's just a matter of time before I show you how to ball out. It's just a matter of time before I show you how to ball out. It's just a matter of time before I show you how to ball out. It's just a matter of time before I show you how to ball out. Roll up, they bing and back, rolling up.
Mommy 215, shout out to her, the real CC, MIA, DJ, C. There's so many, I gotta like take a break in between. But shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Hit up the Facebook and Twitter, Air It Out Radio. Shout out to my assistant D. I hope she posts herself on Twitter and introduces herself to all the Air It Outers, so hopefully we can get that happen. Shout out to E Gurners, he's on Twitter. Finally, okay, going hard, money well invested. All right. Shout out to the people that are still sending me email while we're on the line. They're not going to get played right now. Shout out to Isis, the Savior, and let's see, Miss Kendra Williams. What's up, baby? Like, we finally get some R&B on here. Shout out to my artist, Kim King, as well. If y'all want to do some hooks or whatever, make sure y'all get at me. We're going to hit the lines up a little bit more. Tonight's question is, well, topic, rather, you want to say, all right? What is a good age to tell your kids, look, your baby daddy, he's getting on my nerves. He's getting on my nerves. Your daddy's getting on my nerves, like, to the third power, okay? So you just can't take it no more, or your baby mama, whatever the case is. You know, what is a good age? 11, 15, or just don't tell them at all, or wait until they tell them, until they start asking questions. I want to know your opinion. We're going to keep it moving. 2641, Air It Out Radio.
Yo, it's your boy E. Burners, Air It Out Radio. I'm back, bitches. Yep.
Troublemaker.
Good.
The troublemaker. Finally,
yes,
huh?
Yes, sir. Fuck them all. Fuck them all.
All right. So, E-Burn is on the line, ladies and gentlemen. All right. So, the topic tonight is, you heard it, what's your opinion?
I told my kids as soon as the divorce went final.
Damn. You ain't waste no time.
It took a year for it, so it was, it
no,
was
I mean,
long
but
enough.
What's the age? What was the age bracket?
5, 7, and 11.
Do they understand at 5?
Maybe not, but she, my daughter's smart as hell, so she understood that daddy
she
not with
mommy. She probably was looking at you like, okay.
She know we live
whatever.
In separate homes, she know.
Right.
She know daddy right. Got her forever, she be all
right. Right, right.
My oldest
okay.
Understood, so.
Right.
You know.
So, music-wise, money well invested. I know that's popping tune, so what's the situation?
Yes. Money well invested. The double CD drops in August. I had a release date by the middle of July. Air It Out is on there. Machete King, The Die, Kim King. If she stopped playing with me,
hey. No talking bad of the artist. Yeah. No talking bad of the artist.
Kim King to holler at me, fire. Tell I'm about to get Ike Turner.
First of all, let me tell you, you need to holler at me with the email. That's what you need to do.
We'll work everything out
from there. What beat is this? I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's the same beat you've been hit.
Oh, that's the one you're talking about? Okay.
Yes. Continue to holler at me. Stop playing.
I thought it was some new stuff. All right,
Sheena
so.
Clear, other teams, the whole team, Heat, FYI, Shorty Raw, Woodgies, Real Cavazier, Jizzy One, that got damn
it. God damn it.
Gina, I got all of them on it, man. The whole Team Heat is on it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a whole bunch of music from Team Heat about to drop in a matter of weeks. So, everybody dropping mixtapes. So, you can get everything on that Piff under Jizzy, Jizz Raw 215 on that Piff. You can go grab probably about 7 mixtapes right now. So, for free. Go grab that. I got about 5 on there myself. So.
Okay.
No more mixtapes for me until my album is completely done. Then the best of E Burn is going to drop probably like 2 weeks before my album. Something free for everybody to get familiar again. And my new single should be dropping the first week of July. So be on the lookout for that. That's going to air first on Air Without Radio. So y'all going to hear that first.
As it should.
As y'all should.
When my drop is.
I didn't get to do it. I've been in the hospital with my mom, so I ain't really get to do it. So
you lucky.
I got it. Don't even worry about them drops. They coming.
Mm-hmm.
They coming. Hot fire.
Okay. Hot fire. Okay.
Hot fire.
All right. You lucky. I can't even get in your eyes. About that one. Okay.
And I'll be playing the TLA soon as the headliner, so be on the lookout for that.
Oh, for real?
Right. Yeah, I got some major moves in the works right now, man. E-Burner's about to be out in Atlanta soon, so, yeah.
All right, you forgetting one thing that you're supposed to be doing soon, too.
What? Oh, yeah, July 28th, I'm there.
No, before
Meek
that.
And Zilla. Disciple. Yeah. Yeah, I'll be there too. Check for me every goddamn where. Everywhere you see the brown skin hustler, check for the bodyguard.
The bodyguard.
Niggas
they don't
up
know
lyrically.
Nothing about the brown skin heifer yet. They don't know nothing about that. They
man,
just learning. They learning.
Beating niggas up lyrically, man. So be on the lookout for that, man.
Yeah.
The bully. Get it right.
The bully. All right.
So, about the bully the whole game. All these.
Well, you supposed to send me. You supposed to send me some more tracks. You know we only got the one in here. So
what do I got in there?
Alrighty, that's it.
Oh, that's cool, because that's the only single I want y'all to hear right now. That's all right.
Okay, cool.
I got all some free, right. I got some bars. Hold up, I got bars.
Oh, hold up. Let me cut my music off.
Yeah,
you trying to hit
dropping.
Me with the...
Got your drop no more. You slipping.
Go ahead.
Yo, blood, sweat, and tears. I pulled out beds, a wild nigga till I got schooled by my peers. I'm him, the Bacardi and OJ sipper, strip club Friday night, the big booty tipper. Never change, the hood won't leave my skin. I'm good, they not, you better worry about them. My dogs ride reckless, get out the way. Took your watch and your necklace, my niggas don't play. We hungry, y'all cats like all you can eat. It don't take but a glance to tell if you sweet. We try to play humble till the cat starts shining. Then do the ditty dance on his ass, stop crying. Burners got shit on smash. Get the paper, I'm nice, and I can care less about the haters. I'm real, I'm cocky, you think not, watch me. In 10 seconds flat, I'ma blow, try to clock me, niggas. Let's get it.
Burn it, bitch.
They ain't ready, right. And we gonna tell why.
All right. So you wanna go ahead and introduce it for me?
This is my street banger off Money Well Invested. I'm ready, produced by Jizzy Wonder. Let it go.
Jizzy Wonder. God damn it! I'm ready.
I'm the f***ing man. I hope y'all understand. I got the whole game in the palm of my hand. They gotta be once, I bet they won't try again. Now run, tell the friendly bird it's a phone to win. I won't lose, never. Don't care who's better. As long as my cheddar keep me on the newsletter. Hey, Jizzy, we get busy, they like, who is he? Spitting like an AK, built like a grizzly. In his eyes, a nice guy from PHI. You wanna try and pop fly, is do or die. We play no game. Check fortune, check fame, check minds, check knives, still check lanes. The epitome, they rated me great, I'm so straight. 12:30 buzz worthy, coming straight from the plate. This is super, so no pull. I'm nowhere near done, so put away your fork. I'm ready.
He ready.
Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready.
He ready.
Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready.
He ready.
Yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready.
He ready.
Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready.
He ready.
Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready.
He ready.
Yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm being him. Whoever thought different. Maybe it was me. Something I was missing. Record labels fishing. Guess who ain't buying? These offers they selling is downright trifling. I'm a titan. Man, I don't care who they piping. Whether freestyle or writing. It's ill when I'm reciting. I'm nice. The price of power is unreal. Unsigned or a deal. The sound is instilled. From the dope game to the dope chain is real. From cocaine to knowing your name is all skill. We Jizzy on the bars. Me on the bars. Out of sight, out of mind. You try to reach the stars. It's not a game no more. We taking over. Rocky Balboa put my hood on my shoulders. A grind for mine. You smell my ambition. Trying to carry on tradition. No choice but to listen. I'm ready.
He ready.
Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready.
He ready.
Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready.
He ready.
Yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready.
He ready.
Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready.
He ready.
Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready.
He ready.
Yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all.
Air It Out Radio is such a fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Make sure Y'all leave me a comment over there. I need comments. We're going back to the days where we leave comments on the website, all right? I don't just have it there for GP. Also, you know, fly through there and look through there. It's it's a beat maker page. If y'all need some beats or whatever, I need to update it some more. So if y'all interested, you know, hit my email up and send me all your information. I'll put it on the website. It's all free. You know, I just show a little love, you know, for the artists and stuff like that. We may be looking for some new beats and stuff like that. But if y'all want to send me some beats, make sure y'all send it to itsair.radio@gmail.com. Make sure it's MP3. Do not leave me no link. Oh, my God. It irritates me. I'm telling you right now. All right. Y'all can also hit me up on Instagram at firechick. All right. Yeah, a bitch is on now. So hit a bitch up and leave me some comments. I need some more friends. I think I'm at 390-something. I've only been on for like a week or something. So that's good, right? Yeah, okay, you know, see what we do, All right, so for those that are tuning in and you're new to the game, air.radio, make sure you press 1 if you want to talk, okay? You know, if you just want to sit back and listen, that's cool. You can always go to the website and click on the little headphones. Look, I hooked y'all up with the headphones and everything. And I want to apologize because last week I noticed that the link was a little jacked up. So I apologize for that. You know, I got to make sure my listeners are being able to tune in and all that good stuff. So shout out to y'all. Y'all hit me up and I corrected it. So anything else y'all see, please let me know about it so I can make sure it's functioning right for y'all, okay? All right, so we're going to hit the lines up a little bit more. July 28th, it goes down, Air It Out Radio Villa Tour. All right, we're giving away $500 again. Shout out to Nyla Gold. She won. So hit her up for a loan if y'all need that. All right, we got Miss Sherry. She's going to be in the building looking like Mariah Carey. Like I said, make sure y'all hit her up at Miss MIZZ_Sherry. All right, if y'all want a date with Miss Sherry, and tell her Fire Central. All right, and make sure y'all follow her and all that good stuff. All right, at the end of the day, we trying to find her a man, all right? So, like I said, I hate she look like Mariah Carey. If y'all did not go to the event before, y'all go see her at this event. She's going to be there, all right, with her hair straight, you know what I mean? So make sure, if y'all have any kids, make sure y'all name one off the fire, okay? Like, that's how it goes down. That's how, you know, the first one hook up. It goes down like that, all right? So anyway, check out the website, airitoutradio.net. If y'all want to send me some commercials for y'all, you know, mixtape or y'all promoting something, make sure y'all go ahead and send it over to the email. I don't have a problem playing it. Just make sure it has Air It Out Radio somewhere in it. You know what I mean? It's only right. July the 3rd, all right? Mr. DJ Booth presents the Roots Dedication Festival. That's at 7 o'clock at the World Cafe Live. I'm still looking for some artists to perform. So get at me if y'all want to. And this is just a freestyle. Let me rephrase that because I don't want y'all thinking that y'all can perform. So this is just a freestyle for the cypher. You know, Hot 16 and keep it moving, all right? So I'm still looking for some artists. Please send me a video on my Facebook or Twitter. Let me know that you're interested. Also, Honest Fire, shout out to her. Move the Crowd. On July the 6th, all right, I'm going to be there doing some interviews at the Arts Garage, all right, and that starts at 8 o'clock. I'll post everything on Facebook and Twitter, so y'all can't really miss it. And Kim King, she's doing a tour. Her first date will be the 30th, and it's going to be at Black & Nobel, all right, starts at 2 o'clock. Y'all want to come through, check out our last performance by Kim King. We're going to start making our own damn tour. How about that? Shout out to Black & Nobel for having us and all that good stuff. They're very supportive. And shout out to all my sponsors and all that good stuff. All right, so we're going to hit the lines up a little bit more. I know I talk and I talk and I talk, but, you know, I got to pay some bills and let y'all know about events. Shout out to everybody. Hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. I'll go back to my shout outs in a few. All right, we're going to go to 3607. What's good?
As many times I call in, you should already know my number, girl.
I should?
Yeah, you should. Jay Mo on the line. Jay Mo on the line. What's happening?
Jay Mo. Look, you know what y'all need?
You already know the last four digits of my number.
Listen, when I was on frequently, I knew everybody's number. I'm not going to front. Now I'm just like certain numbers coming back to me. So, you know, you have to excuse me. I'm a little rusty.
What? Almost 3 months now?
Don't be. What? What?
Almost almost 3 months now, yo.
Who? You saying I was out like 3 months?
No, I've been on the show for almost 3 months, yo.
Oh, I thought you said I was out 3 months. Like, damn, dog, nah. No, yeah, maybe so, but listen, I, like, you know,
and I like how you
little.
Said, I like how you said earlier, it's about time that some R&B singers on the line. Like,
damn right.
Like, I ain't start the lead of R&B coming on the line. Come on. You don't give me no props.
Listen, the thing of it is with the R&B singers, I'm going to keep it real with you. They don't stay on as much. They come on and then they wander off. You know what I mean? It's like a blur. You know what I mean? Just like with the female, rappers, they come on, but they're not consistent. So at the end of the day, it's like, eh, what are you gonna do?
I'm consistent.
You consistent?
Alright,
y'all hear this right?
I'm consistent.
Okay.
Except for those 3 weeks that you was out. I had to call in to find out that you was out.
Yeah, I know.
But I'm here now. I'm consistent.
I'm here now. And that's all that matters, right?
That's all that matters, yeah. So did you go to college?
Look, they was on my neck, too. I ain't gonna front. They was on my neck. Hard.
Did you go to Cali yet?
No, I go this weekend.
All right, this weekend, so I'm scared to die. So I can watch that junk. Yeah, that's right, because you know you're not up there. What are you talking about? Yeah, it's not gonna air right away, so you know that's why I said you let me, when it does, so I can watch that junk. Oh yeah, whenever they let me know I'll let you know. I got my DVR. If I miss it, I can record it. I'm good.
I know, definitely. I know y'all waiting to see that. They like, saw you on the screen. Ah! All right, so I'm all nervous. See, don't do that. You're going to make me even more nervous at the end of the day. Okay.
You do this for a living.
I don't know. No, I don't do that for a living. I'm trying to do it for a living.
I'm talking about the radio show right now. You do that for a living.
Oh, yeah.
You physically. It's kind of like acting, so you gotta put on your radio personality voice when you get on the air.
Nah, this is me all day. Like, you know, you get certain parts of me, but this is mainly it. You know, this is my goofy, go lucky self. You know, as of today.
I want to give a shout out to the wifey. She on the line right now.
Oh, shout out to wifey. What's good, ma?
She on the line right now.
Yeah. I know. See, look, it's hard for the women when they, you know, got to sit there and wait for you to be on hold and stuff. Like, hurry up. Hang up on that bitch. She's probably like, hang up on that bitch. Why are you on hold listening to the show? Like, I don't get it. So, shout out to Wifey and all the other Wifeys that's tuning in. All right. So, what you got going on?
I only got one wife. That's it.
Yeah. Only one. You don't want to get, yeah. No problem.
Get me beat up.
No, I'm talking about all the other guys that, you know, sitting there with their lady or whatever. You know? All
right. Just make
a joke. Yeah, see, look. Yeah, let me rephrase that for you get beat the fuck up when you get off. All right. So, what you got going on music-wise?
I'm in the process of finishing up the second album. That's about it. We're going to start doing some shows soon. Trying to get some interviews. So that's what I'm basically doing a lot of promoting. Got the new website up now. So we're collaborating that with the new album coming out and everything. Keep people posted. I think
What's the website?
JMoreMusic.com. That's JMUR Music.com.
Okay.
I think this one did a lot this one is doing a lot better than the last website, LifeForMe.com. Views and visits wise, and how much longer people stay on the site. I got a lot of good feedback on it, so that's what I'm doing right now. Oh,
okay.
Wifey said hi.
So I say what's up. See, I gotta start doing something for the other callers. Like, I love the rappers and the artists and stuff, but you know, we gotta show some love to the other people that's just chilling. Yeah, right.
A worldwide thing. You know how the regular radio stations do it? They be calling, they want to give out shout outs and shit. You know, play a song.
They always, listen, they always welcome to call in and give shout outs or just to say hi, Faya, what's good? Like, it's cool. Not a problem.
She's on the line right now. She on the, she on the phone as well. So.
Yeah. So shout out to her. I know you don't want to throw her name out there, but shout out to Wifey. What's
shout
good? What's
Wifey.
Good?
You know who she is.
She knows who she is. That's right. That's how you get them, girl. Yeah.
Yeah, she got me sperm like T-Pain. But off that,
right.
off that note, but like the music is doing good. Like we're getting ready to start promoting this second album. It's going to be a big thing. I know you. I think I told you I signed with any really going Philly type record. So we're working hard together to get this second album done and ready to be displayed. So.
That's good. I'm proud of you. That's major. Alright, so
I already got an Instagram.
Yeah. Are you on Instagram? Are you following me?
I told you that last week. He's like, oh, you got Instagram too? I'm like, I just got it just from somebody told me.
Listen. If I'm on it, y'all better get on it. I'm serious. They was in my ass about it, so now I'm gonna be on everybody else's ass. Get on it. Let's go. Chop chop.
Well, I've been on that joint. I don't really
told you. Look at what wifey beat you upside the head. She like, you know, what happened? You dropped the phone. What's going on with it? Like, problems?
No, it fell off my computer. I dropped the phone. It fell off my computer. But,
I'm just fucking with you. But we're going to get into your track. We're going to get into your track. We'll keep it moving. I think only got one of them in here. Huh?
You didn't even ask me the topic about it.
I am so sorry. I'm so sorry. You know what it is? Because we bullshitting about nothing. And, you know, I'm getting the callers. They're on my neck. So, all right. So, the topic tonight is, what is the topic? Was you listening?
I think it was talking about when would you tell your kids.
There you go. Come on now. Get it together. You wasn't paying attention? What's the age that you tell your kids that, you know, your baby mama ain't no good? Me and her don't get along. It ain't work. Look,
I ain't got no kids.
You don't got no kids? All right, well, if you had kids, you and your old girl right now, old lady.
I mean, me personally, I'm not going to sit down and have a kid if I'm not, I don't see myself with that person for a long period of time.
Yeah, we all say that. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work like that. Shit happens.
I think, me personally, my mom didn't tell me until I was like 21.
Okay. You had a good mom then.
My dad denied me because I came out white. So
wow.
That's the story of my mom told me. I'm like, wow, because I was white, now I'm black. Like, could have waited 18 years.
Yeah. You don't want no kids? You don't want no kids?
I want kids. That's
okay.
I just don't want no kids with just anybody. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like my fiance. Yeah. We in the talk.
That's your fiance.
Kids.
Lord have mercy. You know what?
We're having kids right now, but we're going to wait till we move. You know?
He went from wifey to fiance in like 5 minutes.
Hey, yo, you already knew.
That's
she
how
was
you know. That's that work, wifey. That's that work right there. That's what I'm talking about.
Yo,
yeah.
You, she was my fiance. She told you about the
not
big ass
Canada.
She told you about that big ass rock.
That's right. That's right. You sure did. That's right. Okay. Refresh my memory. You did say that.
So,
wifey
or my fiance. You know, that just changes sometimes. You know?
You might as well just say wifey and get it over with. Yeah, there you go. Just say wifey. Forget it. You damn near there. You damn near there. All right, so give me your Facebook, Twitter.
You can follow me on Twitter at jmore_music, TTR, or on Facebook, jmore music, or my Facebook fan page, which is facebook.com/jmoremusic. My website, jmoremusic.com, Reverb Nation, jmore music. My email, jmoremusic, jmore.music.booking@gmail.com. So it's a place you can reach me for books, for live, whatever. Hit me up.
Yeah, you definitely need it. It's my URL. I'm going to send you the link. So, all right, so shout out to Wifey and all that good stuff. You want to get into your track? You want to introduce it for me?
We will give this track called The Longest Time Produced by Chris Payne of Instagram Studios. Let's get it.
It's been too damn long. All this fussing and fighting needs to stop. I'm tired of all the games that we're playing with each other. I love you, you love me. So let's work it out.
For the longest time.
Somebody was getting choked or smothered, right? Anyway, and our radio is Centric Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website. Jmore, listen, I was trying to find you on Twitter. Please hit me up, okay? A couple people was asking me, what is your Twitter? And I do not have it in my notes. Or maybe I'm just, like, overlooking it really, really fast. But please hit me up on Twitter. Yes, I see you're still on there. Shout out to Wifey. Hit me up on Twitter and just, you know, let everybody know who you are. Da, 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 da. One more time. Listen, make sure y'all follow each other, please. You know, air it out love here. Air it out love. All right, shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Let me get some shout outs really, really quick. All right, shout out to Ash, Cash, Izzy, BK, what up? B100 Radio, what up, what up? Cypher, Cypress, the PA, and Mel Aston Jr., Austin Jr., Kimberly, what up? Jersey Product, Hop the Great, Angela, Reppin' West, Reppin' the West. Shout out to her. She go hard with the promo as well. Shout out to Dink. Shout out to Stefamani and Stem. What up, baby? What up? I see you on Twitter. And shout out to everybody else that I have not gotten to yet. Predator's Ball, Rail Rock, Marine Side. They just tuned in. So shout out to everybody that's hitting me up on, like I said, Twitter. J-Mar, look, that's why. J-Mar, we are not following each other. Okay, that is why. Okay, got you. That's why I couldn't find you. Duh. All right, anyway. So for those that don't know, that's J-Mur, M-U-R underscore music, T-T-R. That's why we couldn't find them. All right, so we got it. We got it. We got it. All right, good to go. All right. Tonight's topic is, for those that are just tuning in right now, all right, what is a good age to tell your kids, look, you know what, your dad's a jerk. Your dad's an ass, whatever the case is. That's why he ain't been here for the last 2 months to pick your ass up, all right? I don't know what that motherfucker got. Don't that sound like some of y'all baby mamas? All right, they probably go harder than that. All right, but anyway, what is a good age to tell those kids that, you know, your dad or your mama, she just ain't right, you know? She out in the streets. She hitting, you know, the club way too hard. That's why I ain't been here. Hit me up on Instagram, Fire Chick, for those that don't know. Please leave a comment on the air.radio.net page and show me some love over there. Tell me some comments or tell me some ideas or some, you know, topics y'all want to talk about. Whatever the case is, it's all good. I'm open-minded. It might be something we did before. Don't get mad if I don't, you know, actually do it on the show right away, you know. Might have did it already. I don't know. Who knows? So, if y'all want to send me some tracks in, it's air.radio@gmail.com. Some beats or whatever the case is, please send those in too. July 3rd is going down. I'm hosting, all right, the Roots Festival. All right, it's a dedication to the Roots, actually. It's going to be 2 shows, 6 bands, hip hop culture, all that music. Love and hip hop, you know, you can't miss that. It's gonna be a cypher going on. Please hit me up if you are interested in the cypher. Alright, I got a couple of slots left. I'm gonna take a couple people. Let's host it. You're only doing a 16, you're not performing, so don't get all happy. But it's still a good opportunity. I think they're gonna do something again later. So if you can't make the 3rd, maybe get at me for other stuff. So just send me a video. You know, with you sitting, not a video with you driving in a car and all that. You know, like, I don't want to see that. I want to see you sitting at 16. This is the time to send those joints, all right? Shout out to Honest Fire. She got the Diamond Spotlight crowd July the 6th. I'm going to be out there not hosting, but doing some interviews, all right? So shout out to Honest Fire. Hit her up if y'all want to perform. And July 28th, it goes down. Bear It Out Villa Tour, 1231 North Broad Street. All right? Y'all know what it is. 500 cash. Half a mile of gold. All right, we're going to hit the lines up a little bit more. If you don't know, make sure you are pressing 1 if you want to talk. All right? Let me see. Where am I going to? 9541.
Damn, it's about time.
You know what? You shut your ass up. I turned in a building. I turned and said that. I didn't say that. I turned and said that.
You already know me. You're going to have it out any damn way, because I'm still going to step on your little ass.
I
ain't
trying to say that. This is fire talking. Like, I don't know what happened. It just came over me. So anyway. All right,
for those who don't know, damn it, this is Nightcrawler. That motherfucking lyrical mentor. That motherfucker that just causes a motherfucking, that acts a motherfucking fool, damn it.
Uh-oh. So troublemaker.
ain't no troublemaker, damn it. I'm the problem solver. That's what that is.
Yeah.
You got a problem, I'll be happy to solve it.
The troublemaker. Air Dot Radio's most controversial, yeah, air dotter. There you go. would it be safe
that
to play that
me.
Part?
That would be me.
Yeah, see? There you go.
Yeah, how would that
okay.
is.
Alright, so you know I gotta hit you with the topic, and I know you hate the topic, but we don't give a damn over here either. So, you know, I turned said that. I didn't say that. I turned said that.
I slapped back and told her too, damn it.
I turned said that. I didn't say that.
I dig his ass up and slap his ass just personally, then put him back in the grave. Damn it, I ain't scared no damn Mike Turner. I ain't seen it.
I'm trying to say that. I'm trying to say, you know, he said that. But anyway, listen, so, all right, the topic tonight is, in case you do not know, all right?
Yeah, I know what the topic is. Right, I've been listening
ahead.
To it.
Break it down.
Yeah, so, see, me personally, I am a father of a 14-year-old. Now, I don't condone that shit about any parent telling a child any damn thing, especially when you have that child and the other parent is, you know what I'm saying, not there for whatever reasons or, you know, trying to get the visitation, this, that, and that other wrong. Because that's how you end up with biased kids thinking of, you know, that one parent is less than what they really are. You do have some parents out there who just don't give a damn and just want to have kids just to have them. That they're on their own. But every person is not like that. So, you know, you got to give a person the benefit of the damn doubt. You know, times are hard, shit is hard. And if your ass hadn't laid up with that motherfucker, you wouldn't have had a child with that motherfucker. So you wouldn't really have too much to say any damn way. For anybody, period. It's your own damn fault. Talk to your damn self. Talk about your damn self.
Own damn fault. Damn.
Damn right. Damn right. All right. You know what I'm saying?
Listen to
you. I mean,
you.
Me and my baby mama don't see it. Me and my baby mama don't see eye to eye. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm not going to sit up there and tell my daughter nothing about her. I mean, it didn't work out between us. Oh, fucking well. Get over it. Suck it up. You know, we all make mistakes. Unfortunately, she was mine. But I'm not going to tell my daughter that. You know, because at the end of the day.
Night.
I mean, but at the end of the day, you know, the kids are kids. Let the kids be kids and stop ruining the kids' life because one parent got an attitude with the other parent. And at the end of the day, they sit up here spreading a bunch of bullshit, regardless if it's true or not. At the end of the day, think of the child, not yourself.
True. You know, that's definitely true. That is something that parents don't do. They just, you know, do what they need to do. But hey, if the baby daddy ain't there, and he ain't calling and leaving the kid, you know, out there on a limb, like, you be on
the
like,
same day, you still,
stuff.
At the same rate, you know that, you know what I'm saying, but you still got to look out for the child because some children harbor hostilities based upon situations like that, which can turn out to be something more drastic in their future. Don't fuck the kids up. Just do what you got to do as a parent. You know, take that and accept that as a loss for yourself and do what you have to do for that child because eventually that motherfucker, he's going to reap what he sows in the long run. But don't add to the motherfucking controversy of that child's life. Let that child have a chance to be a child and see positive and get the fuck out the negative.
Damn. You couldn't just say and get out the negative, huh? Yeah.
No, I gotta say get the fuck out the negative.
Yeah, I figured that. So anyway. Alright, so what you got going on music wise?
Being me.
Being you. Troublemaker.
Yep. Pop in, pop out, you know what I'm saying? Do what I do, you know? A lot of people, you know, they wonder where I be at, you know? Y'all got to understand, for those who don't know, I'm the Nightcrawler, bitch. I pop in, I pop out. That's what I do, you know?
What happened to your show and everything? Is that still going on?
No, I'll put that to rest for a minute because everybody wanted to put they wanted to get their videos online, but nobody wanted to help do no promotions on the shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
They expected me just to play your shit. Okay, damn. But put some publicity out there. Show up to the show. You know what I'm saying? Don't just expect me just to play it. You know what I'm saying? And then they'll send a video one time and expect me to just keep that one video in circulation. Music gets old after a while. You only play that video but so many times.
Yeah.
I just basically got tired of dealing with the motherfucking headache and motherfuckers not really being serious about their shit. So I shut it down for a minute. But old Willie Will, You know, he was faithful. I gotta get the little Willie Will. He hey, little nigga right there,
Willie
he
Will,
out on his hustle. Yes, sir.
Willie Will, give it to us. Okay.
Yeah, that little nigga, he on his hustle. He was the first person to send me his video, and he's been sending more videos in a little bit. He's been keeping posted and this, that, and the other. So I can't knock that man's hustle. That man's out there trying to get his grind on. I got to give props to him. As far as that, like I told him, you know what I'm saying, I'll bring it back up probably at the end of the summer. You know, I got other shit I'm in woodworks doing right now. I can't tell everybody every damn thing. But, you know, Nightcrawler's always doing something, damn it. If it don't make dollars, you ain't talking my shit.
Okay. All right. Well, it's good to hear that you're still doing stuff. I already know you're going to keep busy and whatnot. So
I'm always busy. If I ain't slapping this chicken, I'm slapping that motherfucker. I'm doing something, you know. If I ain't slapping motherfuckers, I'm doing music. If I ain't doing music, I'm hustling. I'm doing something, damn it. Just know I'm still here. I ain't going nowhere.
Damn.
When I'm dead, I'm still going to torment people. Motherfuckers. Huh?
You worse than me with the slapping, though. Like, for real.
Yeah, but see, the difference between you and me is, you know, you like smacking people. See, that's the difference. You smack them. I slap the shit out of them. That's the different thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Those two different things. See, you do it, you know, you'll smack them. You might do it in person, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker piss you off. I'm just might be prone. I have like this twitch. I get to twitch it and slap the shit out of motherfucker. That's how that goes.
Damn. Okay. Don't mess with Nightcrawler. All right, so give them your Facebook, Twitter, you know, all that good stuff.
Nightcrawler.com.
See, you playing. It's people that want to get your Twitter. You got stuff.
It's on my website. Everything you need to know is on my website, Nightcrawler.com.
You know what? I'm
going to
punch you.
Hey, you always hooping and hollering. Everybody's giving out too many damn this, that, and the other. You wanted people to get it. It's my URL. Fuck it. I got my own website. Nightcrawler.com.
You still got to spell it, though.
Huh?
You still got to spell it. Come on. Get it out.
NITEKWRALAH.com.
Okay.
Nightcrawler.
Make sure you hit me up on Twitter just so they can find you anyway, in case they want to hit you up on Twitter. You know everybody follow on Twitter anyway, so here you go.
Yeah, but I don't be on as much as I used to.
Come on, man. You got to get it together.
Look, man, I'm out here chasing paper. It's a 24/7 job. You know what I'm saying? I'm still here. I'm still doing my stuff because I pop in every now and then. But, hey. I got other things I got to take care of. You know what I mean? Shit. Money's calling.
I got you.
When it's calling, you see me running.
There you go. So what track we getting into tonight?
Hey, man. Now, I got a new title. It's called Mr. Let's Get It Poppin'. For bitches who got a problem, hell, you know what to do. Let's get it poppin'. Fuck talk.
Yeah. I'll call you CB4MC Gusto-ass niggas. Really got a problem on your chest, nigga. Let's get this motherfucker poppin'. I heard you got a problem, bitch, nigga. Let's get it poppin'. I'm sick of hearing your mouth, fuck boy. Let's get it poppin'. I live by what I seek, bitch, nigga. Let's get it poppin'. You can meet me in the street, fuck talkin'. Let's get it poppin'. What? I'm sick of these bitch bay niggas. I'm bumpin' just like a silly hoe. Gotta roll up on these slabs and show them just what they hittin' for. You say you gettin' money, their partner sit back, be cool with that. But them choppers get the clappin'. My goons, oh, they be lovin' that. You don't want no problems, my nigga, I spit your melon. Cases get handed down, I'm a two-time felon. I'm known for kicking ass on your head and catch a swelling. Cause I'm sick of hearing your mouth with them lies that you be telling. Fuck boy, go eat a dick for your ass get flipped. I'm heavyweight material, you don't want no parts of this. I'm ready for niggas beefing and screaming. They say strap with them niggas that's bringing drama. They locations across the map, which means you're full of shit. Beef, you want no part of that, I live by what I speak. Ho, don't make this more than rap. No mercy for you pussy. When I bomb, it ain't no stopping. So if you really got a problem, bitch nigga, let's get it poppin'. I heard you got a problem, bitch nigga, let's get it poppin'. I'm sick of hearing your mouth, fuck boy, let's get it poppin'. I live by what I speak, bitch nigga, let's get it poppin'. You can meet me in the street, fuck talkin', let's get it poppin'. What?
I'm ready to snap and drag and pop just like a fucking Bedburg next when I get upset. No remorse and no regret. They say I'm out of my mind. My top's been ready to blow. You better ask APD what they wanting me for. To put them cuffs on my wrist is number one on their list. Not wanted for slinging dope, but beat the brakes off a bitch. And when I say bitch, I ain't talking about broads. Hell no, I'm beat up niggas who be claiming they hard. You got a couple months down, man, a meter ain't nothing. But if I ever go back in, then I'ma do it for something. Not no punk ass charge, I'm just total no good. I got a lifetime coming, cause I'm going for murder one. Keep on thinking I'm joking, test these waters and find that there's more than sharks swimming that devour your kind. Gritty niggas, head splitter, ski mask that dump. Toting 9mm, 45, and some pumps, get it.
I heard you got a problem, bitch nigga, let's get it poppin'. I'm sick of hearing your mouth, fuck boy, let's get it poppin'. I live by what I seek, bitch nigga, let's get it poppin'. You can meet me in the street, fuck talking, let's get it poppin'. What? I heard you got a problem, bitch nigga, let's get it poppin'. I'm sick of hearing your mouth, fuck boy, let's get it poppin'. I live by what I seek, bitch nigga, let's get it poppin'. You can meet me in the street, fuck talking, let's get it poppin'. What? I heard you got a problem, bitch nigga, let's get it poppin'. I'm sick of hearing your mouth, fuck boy, let's get it poppin'. I live by what I seek, bitch nigga, let's get it poppin'. You can meet me in the street, fuck talking, let's get it poppin'. What?
Yeah!
Sunny one!
Two, two,
two, one!
We the best!
With the blood clot, do the crime, me no get caught. Bad man, more fire, more fire. Rasta man, I'm on fire, I'm a rider. With my lighter, smoking good ganja. Fucky Brown, overtown Vonda. Don't make me like this bitch up with the thunder. Jump bad, motherfucker, I'll burn ya. How you wanna? Fuck hard, the money buried in the backyard. Crack hard, stick in my head, ain't raw. You better not snitch on a nigga, hell nah. Motherfucker hotter than a bitch. Then I came up off the hustle, bitch. I gotta get rich.
Yes.
Hospital flow, tip flow, so sick. Tell them hating motherfuckers they gon' suck a nigga dick.
Turn this place upside down. Whoa. You can be my try if she comes to switch down. None of them can wear we crown. Whoa. None of them can come to switch, test switch.
Bomba clock. Kill all these bitches, holy body, funny ransom. Kill a little boy if he ever think he wants some. While I'm overseas with a freak in the phantom. Don't make me hot, some need no a top shotter. Sit back, holly on the godfather. Shutting down these project houses like it's a collar. So I see God, I bless that need no father.
Turn this place upside down. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Radio is that trick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, show me some love, leave some comments, all that good stuff. All right, going down. Hit me up on Twitter, airitoutradio, or Facebook, airitoutradio. And you can Instagram me now, fire trick. All right, you know what I mean? I think I'm like I said, I don't think I'm like 390 something. We need to get to 4 by the end of the week, okay? At least. All right, so You're not on Instagram, get your ass on there, okay? Shout out to everybody that's tuned in so far. Willie Will, Giving Thrills, D Burners, Neymar, Nightcrawler, and everybody else that's on the line. If you missed anybody that came on and you want to, you know, talk to them a little bit more, make sure y'all hit them up on Twitter. I posted everybody so far, you know. I missed you, you know. Hit me up on Twitter so I could retweet you and let everybody know who you are. Shout out the hottest in the 215. Yes, I see you, baby. How you doing? How you doing? Okay. Shout out to STEM, Miss Sherry. You know, we're still trying to get that dating thing going on. So make sure y'all hit her up at Miss MIZZ underscore Sherry. All right. She's hating me for it. She's smacking me all up and down, you know, on Twitter. All right. Shout out to Jay Mar. Miss Getty. What up? What up? I see you. She tuned in. Shout out to Angela. Rep in the West. What up, baby? She going hard with the promo. That's right, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Love it. See, I love it when the chicks go hard, man. Like, you know, that lets me see that I'm not the only one. So I don't feel like I'm a loner. All right. So shout out to Rego. I think I'm saying that right. If I'm not, please smack me. Shout out to Arson. What up? What up? I see you showing some love, whole blood money, and all that good stuff. And Marine Side, yes, I give shout outs, baby. I show love to you that's showing me love. Shout out to Dante Diesel. All right, you know what I mean? He's saying the number one show. That's right, that's right. Yeah, motherfuckers, y'all don't know. Shout out to DSI for calling us the Jersey, all of it is good. All right, so anyway, for those that don't know, all right, July the 3rd, it goes down. And I'm looking for some artists still, so to do that cipher. So if y'all interested, hit me up with y'all YouTube and let me know that you're interested. Alright. And also July the 6th, I'm don't know why. I'm gonna be doing some interviews at Honest Fires event on the 6th. I think it's 7. Where my notes at, going off the top of my head here. Yeah. It starts at 8:00, I'm sorry. All right, and y'all can hit Honest up at Honest Fire. All right, hit her up over there. Y'all want to perform and all that good stuff. Diamond Spotlight, move the crowd. And like I said, I'm going to do some interviews up there. So if y'all want to get an interview by moi, then, you know, come through. Shout out to DJ Booth. Make sure y'all hit up his website at djbooth.net. All right, TJ Fridays, fam. Shout out to Louis Toledo. And also shout out to all my aired outers, of course. Alright, July 28th, make sure y'all have y'all ass out at the Aired Out Villa Tour. Alright, 1231 North Wall Street. I'm giving away $500 again. $1,000 gold, she won last time. Alright, Arsenal said that he thinks that you should be like at least 10 or 11, you know what I mean? When they understand what's going on and all the negative, you know, stuff, you don't need to be saying to the parents. And I do agree with that. You know, so you definitely don't want to be talking bad to the parents, to the kids, or whatever, for that case. So we're going to hit the lines up a little bit more and shoot some love to the Aired Outers. Please follow each other on Facebook and Twitter. It's very, very important. All right? Let's keep it moving. We're going to keep it moving. All right, for those that don't know, please press 1 if you're tuning in for the first time, if you want to talk. I'm going to go to 1910. Aired Out Radio.
What up, what up? It's your boy Dante Diesel, Illidale Styles, Cartel 215 and all that. Down with the hottest show in the nation. You know what it is. It's that Air It Out with that chick.
Fire! Woo! Yeah, bitches. All right, what's going on, Dante Diesel? How are you?
Always working, babe. Just glad to be on the show. You know, it's an honor. Definitely to hear everybody getting it in. You know what I mean? Nightcrawler out here. I'm still buck wilding.
Right?
E-Burner's online. I mean, he wilding out. I see everybody that had some gin and juice tonight.
Yeah, everybody had gin and juice for me. I need some of what they got. Did you hear my shout out to you earlier? You didn't hear my shout out, did you?
Yeah, no, I heard everything, baby. I'm on it. I appreciate the love, you know what I'm saying? But I am on every, I try to be on every station anyway, you know, let them know I exist. You know, it makes my reputation bigger for music, for movies, for videos, for everything that I do. So, but I appreciate the love. I don't know, what station was that? You know, you remember?
Oh my God, well, let me see. It was a couple blogs. I actually heard it.
I know I did it
from a couple blogs. Yeah.
I know I've been on my grind, like, for the last month. I think I did over 150 DJ drops for, like, Fleet DJs and Coast to Coast DJs and a lot of people, man. I do drops.
I heard you on somebody's mixtape, too, if I'm not mistaken, well, DJ or whatever.
Oh,
the
wow.
The DJs love you. Yeah, the DJs love you.
Yeah.
I was like, damn. And it's funny because a lot of times people don't notice, but I listen to other people's radio stations, too. I show them love, you know what I mean? So I'll just sit on the line and just kick back, like, how y'all doing with me? And, you know, I'll be hearing, what? I'm so people. It'd be funny as hell. Like, that's crazy.
I'm a big supporter of all the DJs, man, because, I mean, the one... I don't like to give out my notion, but the bottom line is, if a DJ don't know you, who the fuck are you? That's just, it is what it is. And today's music, man, everybody think they're going to win with what they're doing, but the DJ got the front line. They know exactly what makes the crowd move. And if you're trying to get the music in the club, you definitely need to listen and be attentive to what is going on and popping in the club. Because if the crowd ain't moving to your shit, they're not going to play it. They're not going to play your
music.
There
you go. Yeah, absolutely or not.
So I take a lot of lessons from a lot of DJs across the country. Like, I mean, I get hit up from a lot of people. I don't even want to name drop because that is irrelevant. But the bottom line is, when I sit down and talk to these people, they let me know, at the end of the day, you got hot music, make sure that you keep staying your party lane, do what you do. And don't forget one thing, make sure that them beats is ready for that club scene. And whatever is popping, you need to be the first on that. Or at least in the mix to be relevant. Other than that, they can't play the music, and that's just the bottom line.
Exactly. Alright, so I don't know if you heard the topic. Did you hear the topic and everything?
Yeah, I heard it. I mean, as far as my son was concerned, I think the bottom line was for him was when he was ready to talk about it, more so than anything else. I mean, I didn't shove it down his throat. I didn't, you know, try to make his mom look bad in front of me or whatever. I just gave him life examples, you know. He would go over there and live one lifestyle and come over to my house and live another. So he saw for himself. And then when he was ready to talk about it, and I think the age he was ready to talk about it was more like in his teens. And I mean,
yeah.
When he was young, you know, he might ask, you know, he didn't actually, when he was young, he really never asked, you know, why mom over here and why I'm over there. So he never really asked. But, you know, when he got his teens, he, you know, he asked a few questions. And I was able to just lay the law and let them know that some things don't work out. You know what I mean? But you could still love a person, but that'll mean you're in love with them. So at the end of the day, just keep it moving.
Right. Well, thank God my daughter has never asked me, like, why y'all not together? She understands that he has a girlfriend and, you know, that I'm single. She'll just be like, why you not married? She's funny. So, shout out to my daughter. She said, have a good show for me. So that was really, really good for her. But, yeah, I mean, thank God she ain't really asking no questions like that.
Nah, she ain't going to ask right now because she's not articulate enough to ask. But when she get older, I mean, she might ask, you know, did you love my dad? And she can go, did you love, or how come y'all didn't work it out? And she might ask those intelligent questions as she get older. But as when she's young, ain't no need shoving it down their throat. Ain't no need telling them. When they ask the question, then you answer the question. And you answer it honestly without dogging the other parent. So.
Yeah, you know, some of y'all baby daddies can really go hard. I know my daughter's dad, he'll be like, so what was your mom doing? Where your mom this? And where she work at? Where she doing this at? Uh-huh. How many shows she got? What she doing over it? Like, he's like that all up in the business. They don't like
that. I think that's more insecurity than anything.
Yeah,
that's
some nosy baby dad.
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, once you not with that person anymore, you know, that's it. You know what I'm saying to you? That person is living their life experience and you're living yours. I don't want to know what's going on in your house. As long as it's not affecting the child. Whatever is going on in that house, if it's not affecting the child where the other another person is bodily putting that child in harm or whatever the case may be, then I don't really want to know what's going on over there because that's your business. But if it's not affecting the child, then it's not my business. But if it is, then it's a problem and then it should be adjusted. And if it can't be adjusted, then... It's only a few ways that you can go about it. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes it is court. Sometimes it is another mediator to be in the middle of it to make sure that it's going equally fair. But,
right.
You know, at the end of the day, I mean, if two people can't come together and be grown, then, you know, sometimes a mediator has to step in, and that's the only thing I can say about that. I mean, at the end of the day, I don't like courts.
I don't like courts either.
I don't like judges who stand up on a stool and tell you that everything you did for your child is a gift and then still want to lock your ass up. I don't like none of them people. You know what I'm saying? I don't like none of them. But at the end of the day, when two people can't come together, sometimes there needs to be a mediator. So
definitely.
It is what it is.
Definitely. And y'all guys with the girlfriends or the baby mamas, stop trying to get in the middle of, you know, not letting the girlfriend see the kid and all that stuff. Stop trying to make it difficult. Because, look, to me, I look at it as if, like, she a babysitter. I'm sorry.
I'm feeling that.
Your girl want to come pick her up? Okay, cool.
I'm coming.
You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all really don't understand. Look, I need a break. Look, when your girl coming? I ain't got time to play with y'all. Shoot. I look at it as
that.
She is a babysitter to me in my eyes. Like, yo.
and then sometimes that ends up being like a closer relationship. You know, sometimes we never get to know each other until someone passed away. And sometimes when you build that relationship, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you never know what it'll turn out to be. You know, y'all might be best of friends. You know what I'm saying? So, sometimes you can't, you know, you can't ignore what God has in store for people, you know, and not even get biblical. All right, we ain't going there. This is the Air It Out show, you know what I'm saying?
Air It Out Radio. We air it out over here. Okay. All right, music-wise, what you got going on?
Well, right now we got a new single that we're working on. Actually, I'm working on it tonight. I'm getting the mix down and I'm mastering it right now. But the new single is going to be called Which Is Zodiac. It's a party joint, just like the heavyweight joint. The DJs, shout out to Music Factory Entertainment, International DJ Cafe, Fleet DJs, Bumble Squad DJs. They all are part of the movement as far as what I'm doing, and they listening to the tracks and they making sure that I'm on point. So definitely going to have a club banger for the next 2 months. I'm definitely going to be well-known in Philly. I got them playing the heavyweight right now. And
I thought you was well-known. What are you talking about?
Well, you know, let me put it this way. In the club scene is different from the mixtape scene. If people don't know that, they better know it now. The mixtape scene, you put a mixtape out, you know, and you get that underground flow. But the club scene is like the mainstream. When they're talking about radio, you're talking about radio spins, like from Doc D and DJ Diamond Cuts, different things like that. That scene is totally different than the mixtape scene. So when I say well-known, I mean more so on the mainstream to where I can get songs played and those rush hour mixes and different things like that on radio. So, yeah, I'm well-known on the underground, but I definitely need that mainstream spin. So that's where I'm going. I'm in that direction right now.
There you go.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at that. That's the way you should be going anyway at the end of the day. So,
well,
yeah.
I'll say this for all the Young Bucks. I'm proud of everything y'all doing. Shout out to Wolfpack, my son Tyola. I'm seeing Don Deuce just put out a new single called Get It Pappin'. I just did a video for that. I shout out to everybody, all the Young Bucks. Y'all all doing y'all thing. You know what I'm saying, too? I am not trying to compete with y'all. I'm OG. I'm going strictly party. I'm going to do with Luke and DJ Kool and everybody else did. Basically, do party music for the people to jam to. That's my lane, and that's what I'm sticking to. You know what I'm saying, too? I ain't trying to compete on some underground, who the best, this, that, and the third. I'm just doing good music, good vibe music for the girls, women can dance, and for the fellas to go have fun and be ballers like they are.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean, hey, you got to stick to what you're comfortable with at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Yep. That's where I'm at. That's my lane. I'm good with it. I'm sticking with it.
Yeah, shout out to Tyola, you know, shout out to Ty, shout out to Wolfpack, all of them, you know what I mean? So, all right, well,
check my man out, Chilzy doing beats right now, he's doing his thing. Yeah, Chilzy definitely doing beats, you know what I mean? So we got to check him out, he definitely doing it.
I need some beats, what's good? Like, what's good with my beats, too, from you, Ty, what's good? Like, really?
You know, I be hoarding beats. People get mad at me when they come to my crib and kind of get a beat. Like, yo, Q, you got all the best beats. Why you hoarding them? You know, I'm hoarding beats right now because I'm trying to do this project. So I got you, though. But I'm definitely expecting
me. That was for you. That was for you.
I am hoarding beats. I just sent off three. I sent off two beats to Kendrick Lamar. I sent off two beats to the boy Tito Lopez, and they loving it and they loving the production. But I won't give them my best bangers because I'm holding up for my album. Since they know I exist now, it's like, all right, cool. I gotta get it popping. So it's all good.
You need to stop it talking about they know I exist now.
I'm just saying, you know. sometimes people sleep on you. You know, when they sleep on you and then you blow up, they be like, oh, I didn't know he was doing that. Oh, yeah, you know, so everybody, you know, and sometimes you got to wake people up when you pee shit pop. So it's going to happen. Look, I'm just right now, I'm smiling. I'm in the cut. I'm doing good. I can't wait to do that BET thing with you. That MTV thing with you, because that's going to pop off real soon. So, you know.
Yeah. We had to keep pushing that back as far as like the venue, so that's like what we're waiting on. So that's what I want to make me.
That's cool. I still want my video on TV though, so that's cool. I trust me, I got some plans. And then that movie,
wow.
Oh my God, the movie is going to set the whole bucket. So we good. Trust me.
We good. Okay.
We good. Trust me.
All right. Well, we waiting. We gonna wait patiently. All right. So. What Facebook, Twitter, info?
I hate to do all that, but let's go here.
What?
Twitter,
just give me your Twitter and your Facebook,
though.
There you go.
Even though you're talking to Dante Diesel, Twitter is still the old name, EQ Philly, at EQ Philly. Facebook is Dante Diesel, a.k.a. EQ Philly. But the main website you can reach me on everything is IllaDellaStyles.com. We just updated the website. It looks crazy. It's on the money. So IllaDellaStyles.com. Did you ever get the heavyweight track?
Yes, I did.
Ah, I'm trying to get all the DJs to play that joint, because that's popping in the club right now. It is definitely in the club right now. And I Marty G, shout out to DJ Marty G, shout out to the whole MSV family. I got major people playing it in major clubs, so I'm really proud about that. So at this time, y'all about to check out the hottest track that I got going on right now. It's called Heavyweight by your boy Dante Diesel, and you're hearing it first right here on Air It Out Radio with that chick fire. So let's go.
Cartel 215. I guess when you're doing it big, you gotta do it real big. And you gotta do it real heavy. And I'm the heavyweight. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Drop it low on them. 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 I'm a heavyweight. I'm a heavyweight, I like big things. I'm a heavyweight, I'm a heavyweight, I'm a heavyweight, I like big things. Monster rolling,
rolling,
monster rolling,
rolling,
monster rolling,
rolling,
monster rolling. I'm a heavyweight, I like big things. Lambskin, pinky rings, Father Time, Audemars, plush carpet, wall to wall. Trying to cop a jet before I touch the sky. Grass on my land before I get high. Made a hot track called Getting By. Now I'm on my hustle hard, waving by. Rappers ain't touching what your boy do. Cause I made the beat right out of the blue. Now I'm in the black, raising stock. 45, staying cock. Big boy, from a big city. Made it past the drama cause I stay witty. Lobster, caviar. You see your boy shining, I'm a star. I'm a heavyweight. I'm a heavyweight, I'm a heavyweight, I like big things. I'm a heavyweight, I'm a heavyweight, I'm a heavyweight, I like big things. Monster rolling, monster rolling, monster rolling, monster rolling. Bought the minivan, put a rap on it. Made a hot track, made you clap on it. Got a new camera, put a rack on it. Now I'm filming myself, laugh on it. Gotta thank God for the new gift. I'm climbing up the charts, forklift. Used to sport jeans with the hole in them. True religion, that's my old denim. Bought the Nautica with the matching belt. I'm a Big Mac, and you a Patty Melt. Got to go rogue saying EQ. That's my old name. New people, new fans now. New attitude, new plans now. You can tell your boys I'm a beast. Cause this is something new for the street. Rolling.
I'm a heavyweight. I'm a heavyweight, I'm a heavyweight, I like big things. I'm a heavyweight, I'm a heavyweight, I'm a heavyweight, I like big things. Monster rolling, monster rolling, monster rolling, monster rolling.
Air It Out Radio is at your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, Air It Out Radio. Shout out to all my haters. What's good? How you doing? Yeah, haters, check out the website too, airitoutradio.net. All right, y'all can hit me up, 347-677-1163. You know what? I've been skipping because I haven't even been saying my phone number. All right, so 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk to a bitch. All right, shout out to Kim King, my artist, if y'all want to collab or y'all want to book her for something, make sure y'all hit me up at onlynumber1timking@gmail.com. That's onlynumber1timking@gmail.com. Send the tracks over there, all right? And we can try to get something worked out. Shout out to all the air that is on the line listening. DJ Booth presents, all right, on July the 3rd, the Roots Dedication Festival. That's at 7 o'clock at the World Cafe Live. All right, it's going to be 2 shows, 6 bands, hip hop culture, nothing but love out there. All right, hit up djbooth.net. And I'm still looking for some artists for the cipher. All right, so hit me up on Facebook or Twitter with your YouTube, fitting some 16 freestyles or whatever the case is. All right, if you're interested in that, Diamond Spotlight, Move the Crowd. July the 6th starts at 8 o'clock at the Arts Garage. I'll be out there. Show some love to Honest. Show some interviews. So shout out to her. Hit her up if you want to perform, all right, at Honest Fire, all right? And shout out to all my sponsors, CGIF, Sam, Zilla, all right? I got a couple other ones that I'm going to tell y'all about a little later, but I'll wait for that. I'll wait for that, okay? I don't want to jinx myself. I don't want to talk too much about stuff that, you know, it might not go down or whatever. We're still in the process or whatever the case is. Shout out to my assistant V. Make sure y'all show her some love and follow her on Twitter. All right, she's at V. What is it? V Vocal Star. Is that right? You know V. I don't want to be saying the wrong thing. She's gonna hook me in or smack me with my own smack. Yeah, V Vocal Star. So show her some love on Twitter and you know how we do over here at Air It Out Radio, okay? Make sure y'all check out the website, like I said, and show me some love with some comments, all right? With some comments. Shout out to my DJ, Sherry, all right? Hit her up at 2 at Miss_Sherry, and that's M-I-Z-Z underscore, all right? And show some love to her. She will be at the Air It Out Villa event July the 28th. We're going to give away $500. You already know the deal. Just thought I was to enter. Enter to perform. It's free to get in. All right, bring your family out there, all that good stuff. So, shout out to all the artists and all that stuff that's on the line. Make sure y'all hit up UrbanSocialLightsNewJersey.com. Shout out to New Music NG. All right, so shout them out. And Music Notch One, shout out to them. And PublicMusic.com, so shout out to them. I'm gonna post them. I keep saying I'm gonna do it, so I'm gonna post them in a few minutes so y'all can hit them up. You know, this little extra networking website for y'all that y'all might be interested in. All right, so shout out to everybody that's tuning in so far. I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. If you do not know, I see a little, a couple of these unblocked numbers. I'm going to let y'all live tonight, but I usually, you know, kick y'all off. But anyway, make sure you're pressing 1 if you want to talk and all that good stuff, all right? I'm going to hit up the lines, 5282.
Hey, hi, what's up? What's Trey?
Trey!
What's up? Hey, just living life and loving it, you know what I mean?
All right. Usually you be on, like, number 1.
Yeah, I called in a little late, so, but I hung in there. I love your show. Glad to see you back on the air full time, you know what I mean?
Yay!
Yes, indeed.
I had to do it to him. I had to bring it back. Okay.
Yeah, we love it. So keep it back, you know what I mean?
Right. I know they was on my neck, man. So the topic tonight is, what's your opinion as far as what age should, you know, you tell your kid that your baby mom ain't shit? Or we ain't fucking with each other, like, it's done and over.
I mean, I'm kind of torn between that. Like Dante Diesel was saying, you know, when they ask. You know, but on the flip side, if you spin it forward, you know what I mean, some of these mothers should tell some of these young men, at least, these young boys, that daddy ain't shit, you know what I mean, and we not together. Maybe not tell him daddy ain't shit, but daddy ain't around, you know what I mean? And maybe that these little boys will realize that, you know, it's not all, you know, ice cream and popsicles out here, and they need to grow the fuck up.
So you think it's cool to tell, wait a minute, you think it's cool to tell the boys but not the girls?
I mean, the girls too, but I'm just making an example of the boys, you know. If more young men realize that daddy's not around, will not be around, let go of that pipe dream, maybe some of these young men will grow up to be men. Some of these young males will grow up to be men and not just, you know, males and shit. You know what I mean? These kids are stupid.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, my mom told me when I was 5 years old, you know what I mean? And I'm glad she did because, like, you know, like 5, 6, 7 years old, I'm getting phone calls, you know, I'm sending you something for your birthday, sending you something for Christmas. Shit never came.
That's true.
You know, the shit don't never come and you don't get to see him. So by 10, you know, it was like, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, that's my thing.
Yeah, that's my thing when I'm lying for you way too much. That's the
problem. You know what? I think that's it right there in a nutshell.
That's what it
when
is.
You should
I'm
tell,
lying
when
to
you should tell your child, male or female, boy or girl, that their other parent is not shit is when and will not be around is when you're lying. For that other parent. When you have to start lying and making excuses to your child why daddy ain't here, why he didn't come to see my play.
Isn't that usually day one?
Pretty much, yeah.
My whole thing was, your dad at work. Your dad at work. That was mine. Your dad at work. He working overtime.
Because,
and
I mean, they're going to ask.
Yeah.
And, you know, these kids today, they are a little bit more intelligent than we were at our age because of the technology and whatnot. So, I mean, you know, break it down to them. Just be honest with them if you do decide to tell them. I mean, it's still an individual choice. You know, if you don't think, but see, then again, on the flip side of that, see, I'm a Libra, I flip. On the flip side of that is, if you prolong it too long, what kind of emotional damage are you inflicting on that child?
That's true.
To not flip, I say tell them early.
If dad or
mom is not going to be in the picture from day now to day on, tell them now.
Like, this is my thing too. When my daughter starts crying way too much, like, you know, when her feelings start getting in the mix, that's when it's a problem. Like, look, you know, because I'm lying
If you don't tell them at that point when they're emotionally distraught over the situation and you continue to lie and make excuses, it's only going to affect them even more. You know what I'm saying? And we will have dysfunctional kids for the next generation. Do we really want that?
Mm-hmm. That's true. All right. So what Q got going on?
Q buzzing. He buzzing. Let's see. We got a performance July 13th in Ardmore. July 11th, I think it's the 11th or the 12th, we're going to be shooting this crazy video to the track I'm All In. Let's see, you got a project with my man, my friend, brother I respect and love his work, Machete King, that's in the works. Let's see what else he got going on. He actually, some artist, a rap artist, who has a real buzz in South Africa, reached out to us. Wants to do a track with Q. I mean, I did my due diligence on them. These cats is pulling 70, 80, 90,000 on their video views over in the motherland. And they ain't none of that world star pay-to-play hip-hop shit. This is like real, real views that these cats is getting over there and everything. They reached out. So we're going to do some work with them and see how that goes. You know what I mean? And just, you know, just making good music. That's what we're doing.
That's what's up. Shout out to GQ doing his thing. And for ladies, if y'all have never seen GQ, that's one you want to see. That's right.
My little cousin, you know, boy, he pop fly at the mouth, you know what I mean? Y'all want to hear that word. You know, just check out his lyrics.
You know what? He's not a vain guy because he's a nice looking guy. You know, he's a very humble dude. I will say that. He's very humble.
I mean, in this business, if you're anything other than humble, you will not get far.
That's true.
You will not get far, no. And, yo, let me just say this real quick for all the Philadelphians that's listening. Brothers, let's stop killing each other. You know, there was 5 mercs over the weekend. Come on now. I mean, that drug money ain't, that's chump change to the millions that them politicians and business people were taking from all of us. You know what I mean? To be laid down in the gutter with a sheet over you, that shit is not cool. Grow the fuck up and stop airing each other out over a couple dollars, couple dollars.
Yeah, you know? That's true. What'd you say the rate was again? It was 3 what?
It was what?
No, it was one something, right?
Oh, the rate is one, well, today, yesterday, and today, I think it's put it up to about 177, 178.
Yeah,
for the year.
Crazy.
So we on tail to break 350 by the end of the year. Easy. There's too many murders in the city.
Yeah. People, get it together, people.
I mean, that's 100 and some families that's, you know, wearing those black suits and mourning the loss of their loved one. Come on now, we gotta get that shit together. Let's make music, not war on each other.
Exactly.
And
go find a girl.
Yeah.
Lay up with her.
So that's all we doing and everything, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Time make some internet. We also got a track coming out soon with this R&B cat from London, England. Guy by the name of Jay James. He got a buzz over there. He doing big things. Shout out to Jay James. Shout out to the brother MEG from South Africa. You know what I mean? You know, let's just get together. Shout out to Machete King. Shout out to Fire. Welcome back.
Yay!
No, the thing down World Cafe, that's gonna be bananas. You know, fellas, and ladies, if y'all not on the card, you're not on the cipher. So what? Come on down. Show love. Show support. Network. I keep telling people, you can't network with people on your level. They're on your level. They can't do nothing for you. You know, so network outside your box. Come meet some people that's doing bigger and better things. And you'll find out that a lot of these people are humble dudes and humble sisters. And, you know, you never know what can happen. So come on out and show support.
And I don't think people understand this, but, like, a lot of times when they come to my events and I constantly see you, you know, I'm like, all right, I see you there. So I usually pick a lot of them artists to go on stuff like this.
Right.
You know, so that's just the way I do. Like, you come to my events,
support,
I see you perform.
The support
and
respect is key in this business.
Exactly. So people just think I ask them to come out for fun. No, come out. I get to see you perform. You do a good job. I'm like, yo, let me get you to come to the next one.
You even once told me, come out, shake hands, and kiss babies. Just like
that's
a politician.
Right.
It's
just about like a
networking.
Politician. Exactly. Yeah. So
you can reach us at it's my URL. Do you still do that?
Yep.
It's my URLs.com/GQ. You'll find all our online presence, our official website, our videos, Twitter, Facebook, the whole nine. You know what I mean?
And give them your Twitter.
I don't even know what my Twitter is. I'll be so busy with the company's web pages. I don't even have time for my social pages. But, you know, I'm Trey. Y'all can reach me at Tracy Austin on Facebook. And my number, if y'all want to get at us for our network of radio stations, Philly Hot Radio, DMV Radio, Atlanta Hot Radio, Miami Hot Radio, California, New York, Dallas, you can reach me at 215-359-5282. That's 215-359-5282.
There you go. All right, so what track we in into tonight?
Let's see. You got Jack City, right? The mixtape joint. That joint is hot.
Oh, do I?
I think you played it last week or 2 weeks ago. I think 2 weeks ago.
Did I? Is it called Jack City?
Called Jack City.
Huh. I'm in.
I'm all in. Well, you can that's the one we're doing the video to, so you can play that one now.
Okay, now you're going to have
this,
to
this
find
is
the
GQ and Aaron Carter. I'm all in.
He's a dog. 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 out on De Niro. Better yet, think pink. Try your roots. Grown man, shoes go hand, sit Merlot. For that money shit, Cuban and Del Toro. Full moon, yes, sir, with a green. Breathe in, breathe out, you let it steam. Water around my wrist and neck, drip from the ring. So fresh, wipe me down, I'm Mr. Clean. YSL, belt low, shot dope, Benz SL. Rim low, 10-4, what's that smell? I am so the shit, sniff, bitch, run, tell. Any and whoever, help a belt, they could ever measure. Melt under pressure, betcha. Lose your nerve, lose your shirt, bro, that's what that'll get ya. Flat, you think not, put your money up. Come try, you get fried, ain't easy up.
I'm all in, let's get paper, yeah. Got my way, no time to switch the game up. I'm all in, give me up an arrow. See me in the video, y'all don't really hear me, yo. I'm all in, shout to all my homies. All that I believe in, y'all can say he told me. I'm all in, before you didn't feel me. Now you're trying to feel me, motherfucker, be killing me. I'm all
you can
in.
Put it on me, chill to me the bill, sis, Q is a G. Something like you never saw, watch, wait and see. Slide to the beat, stays on my P's, dot I's, cross T's. So not the norm, click flow, hit pros just off a charm. I am on fire, fighters don't be alone. Stop when the last bottle pop gets pawned. Still right when wrong, so Coleon. Like breeze, sliced cheese, shred provolone. Dom P, palm trees, rocks on Patron. OT, 2-3, stays in the zone, yeah. I am my own, boss man, stand tall. Ball, Zach Randolph, hustle of the customer. Call at a handoff. Straight, check it small where that came from. Get money, every player sing the same song.
Twice around the block, hot, one more spin. Baby, wanna ride, why show you can. Shorty, shotgun, naughty, give it a little trim. Q-N like Flynn, boy, hot like tamale. Big buck, big trucks, you kind Denali. Heavyweight and in this state, Klitschko Vitali. Sniffing, think I'm slipping, pimping, tripping out Maui, yeah. Blowing out Cali, yeah. Foreign IA. Take a couple trips, get blind like Ray. Love it when the ladies love the foreign IK. Acting like she stuck off the words I say. It's the Frito-Lay shit. Must have confusing with these other dudes cool paying for that hoot shit. Something Q would never do, the doors where you lose me. Check squeeze these, it's the only way to juice me. Then step by two to get. I'm all in, yeah, getting paper, yeah. Got my way, no time to switch the game up. I'm all in, give me nothing narrow. See me in the video, y'all don't really hear me, yo. I'm all in, shout to all my homies. All that I believe in, y'all can say you told me. I'm all in, before you didn't feel me. Now you're trying to feel me, motherfucker, be killing me.
You know what it is, man. Real DJs do real things, so listen. It's your boy DJ Prince, serving these streets, CEO, 730 Dipset head DJ, man, right here, live with my girl Fire on Air It Out Radio. Don't forget, it's going down Sunday, July 29th, Myrtle Beach, South Cat, the first annual Underground Summer Jam, hosted by the big homie Freaky Zeke. Serving these streets, man, we in there. Yeah.
Air It Out Radio with Cedric Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to GQ. I did find you on Twitter. Ha ha. See, I told y'all, I've been doing my work. Trey, I got you too. I don't know. I got to, like, go through my paperwork to really find you. So, yeah, I gotta get him too. Anyway, shout out to everybody that's on Facebook and Twitter. Let's go to my Twitter updates and see what's popping over there. For some reason, my computer's acting a little funky today. Shout out to Haiti. Angela. I know she's repping hard. She's like, I'm on a live fire. I know. Shout out to you too, babe. Yes, and all the ladies that's on the radio putting it down. Yes, y'all. Shout out to my girl Angela. Make sure y'all hit her up, all right, on Twitter. Shout out to Martin Haynes. I see you. Yes, yes. We're going to get to Rail Buck, hopefully, if he calls up or we can get him in there. He's definitely going to be on there. Shout out to Music Notch 1. I see you. All right. And Big Joe, what up? Yes, I see you checking in. Okay, that's what's up. I like the love. I like the love. Shout out to all my Facebook and Twitter, you know, people that's retweeting and all that good stuff. And if y'all do not have a website, please go to It's My URL with the S at the end. I'm going to post it up on Twitter in a few minutes so y'all can, you know, get all your pages together instead of getting on the line and saying, you know, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. It takes a lot of your time up. So, you know, if you can narrow it down to one website, you know, in case you don't have one, that might be the website. And that is itsmyurls.com. All right, puts all your stuff together and easy for you to have a set. All right, so if y'all want to send me some drops and commercials, whatever, you see, I just played one. Boom, done deal. Send them to itsair.radio@gmail.com. Tell everybody that's hitting me up in text. I haven't got a chance to check my texts yet. I know people are cussing me out, blah, 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 all that good stuff. All right, Willie Will, E-Runners, Gamar, Nightcrawler, Trey, what up? Dante Diesel, they breeze through already, right? And if y'all haven't, check the website out, airnotradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press the 1 if y'all want to talk to me. All right, we're going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to, let me see my other caller. You know, went out of key here. All right. All right, I don't see you anymore, so I'm going to keep it moving with the Young Buck. Is that it? No, okay. All right. My dad. All right, we're going to go to 5115, Air Dot Radio.
Yo, 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 it's Bobby. Go get him on the line with that Chick Fire. Air it out. Wah, wah, wah. That's my drop.
Oh, yeah. Okay. See, I'm like, wah, wah, wah. Got the little sound effects going on here. All right, so... It's good hearing from you.
I mean, I just talked to you the other week, right?
That's nice to know that you miss me. Yeah, well, you know what? When you come on a regular basis, when you start coming on, then that's what's up. You know, you show me some love,
I be working, though. I can't, you know what I mean? Sometimes I can't even get on the line, bust it up with you and be on the line waiting to get on. I'll be on my grind, so when I get a chance, I'll definitely be, I mean, touching base with you.
Okay. So tonight's topic is, all right, what age should you tell your kids that your baby mommy, you know, it ain't work out?
Yeah. At the risk of sounding redundant, I'm also going to say whenever they get old enough to want to know or ask, you know what I mean? You can't really go by age. You got to go by the maturity of the child. And what they understand at what, you know, at what age. And so whenever they get to the point where they want to know, they ask.
That's true.
I don't feel like you need to sugarcoat anything, but I also feel like you have to choose your words wisely because it could also do more damage than good depending on what you say and how you say it. You know what I mean? If you say some shit like, your daddy didn't love you so he ain't around.
That's hard.
Kind of make the child feel like he ain't worth being loved, that they're like, damn, I ain't shit, whatever, but if you keep it, you know what I mean, if you base it on your relationship with the father or the mother, then it's not so much the child's fault, it's just me, and it didn't work out. Also, you also have to explain the definition of a father, and you know what I mean, don't have them dwell on just because he got me pregnant with you doesn't make him a father, it doesn't make him your dad, it doesn't make him your father. Your father's the person that takes care of you and raises you, blah, 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 ain't got nothing to do with DNA, really, and, you know, sperm and all that. So just make sure you explain a lot of that stuff.
Sperm? Really? Okay.
Yeah, sperm, yeah.
Yeah, sperm, yeah.
Okay, every day.
All right. Crazy. All right. So anyway, what's going on music-wise?
Music-wise, I'm just doing the same thing, you know what I mean? I'm still just promoting that mixtape to pop. The hot tub. What the hell's the name of my mixtape? Pop Quiz Hot Tub Mixtape. You know what I mean? Still doing pretty good numbers. Still looking good. Hanging in there on that pip, John. So if y'all ever find yourself on that pip, you can just type in Pop Go Get 'em or Pop Quiz Hot Shot. And that's going to pop up. And then you can stream it. Take a listen. Download it if you like. And leave a comment. I ain't got no comments on the joint yet, but I do got some 5-star ratings from people I don't know. You know what I mean? I've been promoting, but I don't know, somebody else has been promoting too, because I've got a couple ratings and Facebook likes that I don't remember asking for, you know what I mean? So, I mean, if any of you guys that listen to me on this show. You know, I'm only on this show, really. So if y'all heard me on here and y'all checked it out, I just want to thank y'all. I really appreciate y'all for helping me, supporting me, and actually taking time out to listen to a nigga.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what, and AJ will support. We got to get back into retweeting each other and, you know, getting on that Twitter so everybody can follow.
You know, there's a few steady people that really still bang with me from way back. You know what I mean? E-Burner still showing me a lot of love even when we see each other. The guy, she's been MIA for a minute, but she always was riding. You know what I mean? Of course, guys, the Machete King and all them, but you really. But there's still a lot of people out there I'll be on my Twitter thing. I just be doing a lot of talking, really. But I don't do a lot of promotion because that's actually how you lose followers to me. That's how I see it.
Hey, I do a lot of promotion. I don't lose no followers.
Yeah, but see, that's because people that follow you from this, from the a music aspect, so they expect you to do promotion. But me, I'm trying to gain followers to promote my music too, like random people I don't know. You see what I'm saying? So. Like, with the way Twitter is, they don't really care. They don't give a shit about your music. So you got to make them care about you first. And then once you get cool with people and you're a personable person and they actually have a relationship with you, they'll actually, like, take time to check out whatever it is you're doing. So that's what I've been doing. I got, you know what I mean? Just keep moving that way instead of, like, buying followers. Like, you got 1,500 followers and ain't nobody checking out your music. Like, what's the point?
That's a good topic. Should you buy followers? Is that cool?
You can use that next week, right? And then give me my little credit, my little shout out for that topic.
There you go. There you go. All right. So, what was your title of your mixtape again?
It's Pop Quiz Hot Shot. Also, you was talking about the It's My URL.
Yeah.
Website, but you know what? Like Willie Will said earlier, I like the word he used to say, I'm Googleable. So I actually Googled myself not too long ago, and that's really the best way to find everything that I'm doing. That really just lined up everything perfectly with no nonsense, really. It was just like Twitter, and it was my Reverb Nation, my YouTube videos, my DatPiff, like all that shit popped up. So if you really just want to find me real quick, just put in Poppy, go get them. And the search bar on Google, one word, all one word, Poppy, go get them, E-M.
Poppy, go get them.
Yeah, I need that. I still need that. I've been talking about that for years.
You need that drop, right? We need that drop.
Yeah, all that.
We need it happening.
And speaking of drops, I also gave you some drops. I believe, I remember recording some drops a long time ago with Machete King.
Yeah, that's dead, though.
I don't know if you have them or not, but...
No, it's dead in mine. If he wants to resend it, then I'll send it.
I don't even got them. But I was just saying, you know what I mean? I just want to let you know that I hear you, and I definitely did, you know what I mean, comply, but... That's
okay.
What it is. That's all.
All right. Cool. All right. Well, we're gonna light fire on somebody's ass.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do right now.
That's what we gotta do. Yeah. I turn it. All right. So anyway, what track are we getting into?
Yeah, we're gonna do the last one standing, John, one more time, just in case anybody missed it at the show or the last time I was on here. And then after this spin, I'm going to definitely email you another single from the mixtape. This is all from the Pop Quiz Hot Shot mixtape, by the way. So this joint, then I got another joint coming next week that I'm going to throw on to y'all, maybe one more. Then I'm going to just dead this joint altogether. You know what I mean? But, this is Last One Standing featuring Example, produced by Dr. P. Shout out to Fire Chick for spinning this joint. First radio station to spin this joint. But first of many. I mean, if you like it, go to DatPiff. Listen to the mixtape, Pop Quiz Hot Shot, the dubstep mixtape, and download it. Holla at me.
Forget our names. This is our last night. drive like a trucker in a Mack truck. Now go hard in the paint, never back us down. No blood like a nigga ever back us down. Ask around about that new shit. That really has not LU shit. That friend about the pot, that dude that's banging on your block, don't fly as new kids. I've been fly, just go blue. I've been flying my raid to the throne room. Man, I've been hot since I knee high, and I'm dragging my balls, no Goku. You know who's the last one landing here, but I'm fly, no landing gear. If you wanna get a candy stand, it's there for the air, cause that's where we're getting it, yeah. I am on one, on two, on three, on four, I don't need no more. If I see any nigga try to creep up on, he'll speak to the law through a Ouija board. You see me, boy, swag on scenes, there's a Fiji on. Smash that roar, you don't need no walls, don't get mad, that's what you do Kegels for. Come soar with me, sing you under my wing like an eagle claw. Bring some friends and then we can get it in, you'll be telling them we go hard. That's me, that's us, L, you can't fuck classes now in session. Niggas better catch up or catch up. Rockin' shorty, got it poppin' like a pistol, and I'm feelin' trigger happy, so get at me if you're into real niggas with the business. That's impossible to miss me, cause the way I stick my dick inside these instruments rejects. This is the pop quiz, baby, hope you study for me. Call me B.S. Ballin' in the mother niggas fuckin' corny. Here's the chance they jump before me, and they mad cause I'm gassed, and they swag smells like ass like Brian Pumpkin laundry.
Catch your very last train, light our very last flames, and we'll knock it all back and forget our names. Cause it's our last night, and it's one last fight. We're the last one, the last one standing. The last one standing.
Go. I rock this show, so shots of chrome, platinum gold. I'm dropping those who tried to stroll like dominoes. They got it, yo, howdy, yo. Got high in those, so Ravy Fossil, Lossy, though. I got it popping proper, though. Make mommy holla, poppy, go.
Poppy, go.
You got damn right. I'ma get him, I'ma hit him, never miss the beat. I'ma show him that I'm blowing when I drip that heat. Then made a marshmallow.
Right, crispy, true.
Miss me with that senseless beat. Show me that money, let me get this key. Show me those bunnies with the six inch peak. And I make a crew to whistle like it's missing teeth. The last one standing, last of a dying breed, that is. Brother fresh air, they ain't needed. And resurrection of the street MCs right here.
Where right here?
Chair right here. Liberty University, I swear. So take out your books for the seat of air. Listen to the PhDs, my nigga. We are the newest and coolest due to us doing it. This is evolutionary music we're producing. If you can't feel that, get left and fall back. It's what that smoke says will be the only ones left, not laid on our back.
What it is, it's your girl Remedy the Franchise checking in on Air It Out Radio.
Air It Out Radio is Patrick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website airitoutradio.net. Shout out to everybody tuning in. I'm coming to you. I'm coming to you. Please be patient. Please be patient. My lives be crazy. People do not understand this. On Mondays, 10 to 1, your shameless plug. airitoutradio.net. Hit me up 347-677-1163. Make sure you press in 1 for the newbies that are tuning in. Shout out to Angela. Yes, I am fooling you, Ma. How are you? How are you? All that good stuff. Shout out to JT, Jersey Product. What's up, baby? How you doing? You know, he got the sunglasses on and everything in the default pit. So shout out to him. Shout out to Marty Price, too. He's checking in, showing some love. Interstate Fresh, you know what I mean? They want to hear that Interstate Fresh song. All right, yeah, we're going to get to you. Shout out to Nightcrawler. I'm retweeting him right now. So for those that want to follow him, please follow him now because I'm retweeting everything. All right? Make sure y'all follow my assistant, too. All right? All right. So anyway, we're going to keep it moving because I know y'all on my neck. I know y'all on my neck. All right. So let's go to. Where's my list? Okay, there we go. 3792 Air Dot Radio.
Hey, Fire, what's going on? It's Jay from MusicKnots.com.
How are you? How are you?
Good, good, good. Listening to your show, I see there are a lot of people, a lot of followers.
Yes, definitely a lot of followers.
I see you roll big.
Trying. You know, I'm trying. I really am. All right, so listen, let everybody know exactly about your website and what's popping.
All right, well, MusicKnots.com, if you haven't heard, if you're not following us, if you haven't seen the tweets or seen us on Facebook or even seen us at some of the local events, we're a music site. You can promote your music on a website. You can share your music on a website. You can sell. We also have that you can actually put your videos up. It's a site where you can kind of promote yourself through Twitter, through Facebook, and through sharing and different options, such as email and all of that. But it's a totally free site, and it's totally dedicated to hip-hop, and it's sort of, you know, and we're from Philadelphia, so. Sort of Philly background. A lot of people on from Philly is already on the site. So something you definitely want to check out is MusicKnots.com. Our Twitter is MusicKnots1.
Okay.
That's really in a nutshell.
What makes your website, I think I asked you this before, but let everybody else know, like, what makes your website so different from everybody else's? Why should they join? What's the difference between yours and, you know, a regular website?
Well, the first thing of all is free. That's the biggest thing. A lot of these other websites, you have to some kind of way be either affiliated or pay some type of money in some kind of way. This site is totally free. You can sell your music on a website and you can promote your music on a website. There's really no other sites out here, like some of the ones you just named, is strictly dedicated to hip-hop. Some of them are for bands or for a lot of different genres of music and all of that. This is strictly for hip-hop and hip-hop only. I hear a lot of people, I hear you promoting a website earlier. If you need a website, and I heard somebody talking about as far as Googling and just to find out getting their music and their YouTube and all that. But with this website, you get a bio page. It's something similar to how MySpace is. You get a page, you can drop your bio, you get a video shelf, you can put all your videos on one spot, you can put all your Zapped mix CDs or albums on one spot as well, and you can also sell them if you have a PayPal account. So everything is right there. You can customize your page, you can make it as nice as you want, you can put all your music on there, you can put your YouTube videos on there, there's sharing options on there, you can tweet you can tweet your songs, you can tweet your video. So, you know, you can tweet out to all your fans, whoever's following you. You got the Facebook Connect and all of that. So everything is in one spot. So you don't have to use Google or use these different websites, being scattered, having all your different music things and all these different locations. Everything is in one spot, MusicKnots.com. It's really easy to sign up. And like I said, it's free.
I'm not going to lie. The website is nice. I'm not going to lie.
Thank you.
I told you that. It's a really nice website.
I appreciate your honesty. I appreciate it. You know, that's why I came to you in the first place because, you know, I knew you would be honest with me.
Yeah. It's a really nice website. It really is. I'm not going to front. Now, I haven't checked it out as far as, you know, selling anything or on there yet. But, you know, it's definitely...
This.
Yeah.
So you gotta sign up. We got a blog. We got a sports blog on there. We got a erotic after hours type of blog on there just for your reading pleasures. And we're trying to keep people on the site as a one-stop spot. We got all kinds of videos. We got the Peanut 215 videos on there. We got some of the Black China videos on there. We got a lot of different things going on the site. A lot of
and
different
you got,
videos.
You got one good thing on there that I love so much. Guess what that is?
What's that?
Me!
Oh, your logo. Oh, thank
yeah,
you for giving us that.
Thanks.
Yeah, we definitely got your logo on the site to give
you
a straight link
there.
to your site.
Yeah. There you go. See, that's love right there.
Yes,
so
I appreciate that. I really do. And you make the site look a little better. You have a bright logo, so we appreciate that.
Hey. Red's my favorite color, so, you know, I have to show some love. But shout out to Anastasia. Yeah, thank you. Actually, shout out to Caesar. He actually made the logo for me, so shout out to Caesar. Wow. Shout out to Anastasia for introducing us, because I was at her event.
Absolutely, definitely.
So, you know, that's a good look. So you got any other events that you're going to be at so they can hit you up, or how can they hit you up?
Well, we're going to be at Honest event. I believe that's July the
6th.
July the 6th. We're going to be at our event. We're going to be it's a good way to see who we are. We're going to have the website there. We're going to have flyers there. We're going to have different things going on. I don't want to give away too much, but we're going to have different things going on. We're also going to be at your show, doing pretty much the same thing, but we're just basically trying to get out there. We're trying to meet people. We're trying to network, you know. So. And at the same time, we're trying to help artists at the same time. This is a great way to help yourself, but at the same time, we're also tweeting out and promoting people randomly. So you'll see us, if you're following us, Music Notch 1, you'll see we're tweeting out different Philly artists. We're tweeting them out. We're tweeting out the songs, and we're tweeting out the videos. And we're just doing it just because we want to do it. We have a team that's just, you know, that's really great. Shout out to the team, and they're just really getting your stuff out there. So thanks for supporting us, and for the folks who signed up already, thank you very much. And, you know, I see y'all doing y'all thing. And then the music that's on the site already, if you go onto the site, we're promoting people right on our featured music page. So as soon as you come on the site, you hear a lot of different artists that's already from Philadelphia that you may know and some that you may not know, but just doing really big things. And we're featuring artists on the page and all. We have a feature artist page. We're putting up banners on the page. If you need to promote something, definitely get at us. We're not really even charging too much for the banner space. Just shoot me an email. You can hit me at musicnotch@gmail.com for that. All right, am I taking too much time up?
No, you good. So,
all right.
Give it to him one more time. Music what?
Musicnotch.com.
Okay.
Definitely check us out. Go on there. You don't have to be a member to sign up. Browse through the site. Check out the music. Listen to different artists. Check out some of the cast calls. You'll see some of the fan pages that we have, or some of the big names that's already out there that's in Philadelphia. Definitely shout out to Freeway for retweeting some of his pages on our site, and also Gilly for retweeting his fan pages on our site. Everything is right there, so that was the reason for those folks tweeting it out.
Okay, cool. Well, I definitely appreciate you coming, and make sure you retweet it on my Twitter, attention to me, so I can retweet it and let them know where they can find you, even though I've been tweeting you anyway, but, you know, keep all the information that you need for them to know to do whatever.
Definitely. Thank you again.
All right. Appreciate that. I'll see you this week.
Rather. Definitely. All right.
Yeah, well, next week, rather. Yeah. Okay. All right, Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Shout out to the people that's listening on the net. And for those that don't know, I check the blog every, you know, Monday after the show. For those that don't know, Air It Out Radio averages from 200 to, like, 350 a night. Okay, so I know y'all like, why is it taking so long, fire, da da da. Like, that's what my listeners are. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, probably like maybe 40 or maybe 30 get through the line, okay, at the end of the day. All right, so just want to let y'all know who's listening and the capacity that's listening to the show from the web, from the feed, you know, all the ways you can actually listen to Air It Out Radio. It's the estimate of that 2 to 350 a night. Okay, and that's what these, you know, all the things, media player and iTunes and people listening from their phones, that's all combined together. So don't think that nobody's not listening to you. So that's why I'm saying y'all need to be on your P's and Q's when y'all call up here. No sleeping. I ain't fucking sleeping. You ain't fucking sleeping. All right? Call next Monday if you're tired. So anyway, like I said, check the website out. Leave me a comment, please. That's how I'm getting them sponsors. That's how I'm getting the Stand Juices and, you know, the Sneaker Villa gigs and all that stuff from y'all, showing some love and letting everybody see that, yes, Air It Out Radio is a movement. It's strong. It's hard. It's going, you know, real tough right now. So hit up the Twitter and the Facebook and all that stuff, and actually the website too, and leave me a comment so I can get y'all some free stuff. I do this for y'all. Y'all came out to the last event. Y'all had free juice and all that. I think for the next event, I'm going to work out some t-shirts for y'all. Shout out to the other people that, you know, put in for the t-shirts, but I think I'm going to go with the t-shirts. So we'll see. We're working on them. Crunching some numbers with Miss Hustle right now. So we'll work it out. Anyway, shout out to everybody that's tuning in, that's going to come out to all the events. And shout out to Honest Fire. Hit me up on Twitter. Let me run the Twitters really quick. I know y'all going to be mad at me for running the Twitters. But shout out to Mac, Milk That, whatever that listens. All right, come on. You can't come up with an easier daggone name to that. I think it's Mac That. Okay, I think Willie Will, the vocal star. That's my assistant, y'all. So make sure y'all hit her up and show some love. Big Spoon, that's, you know, Poppy Go Get Him. In case y'all do not know, I'm going to retweet him right now. All right, he changes his, every so often. So show him some love. All right, and any information that y'all need from me, y'all catch it during the show or, you know, after the show. All right, so let's go to my next caller. Da, 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 da. All right, we're going to go to 2409.
Yo, what's up, Fire? It's your boy, Hadiak.
Hadiak, how are you?
What's up, baby?
I'm good.
What's going on, man?
I'm good. I'm great.
You see, I'm still around, you know, Air It Out Radio. That's what we do. It's the late night, too. It's 1221. And, man,
yeah,
we still up grinding, bitch.
Still up. All right, so listen, the topic for tonight, you know, what age should you tell your kids about your baby mom, y'all and I working it out, is a done deal. Rap.
Man, that's a tough one right there. I mean, I'd say when their comprehension skills is up to par. I mean, like, I got a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old right now, both girls, you know. And my 4-year-old, she be asking me like, "Dad, how come you not around? Why you and mommy not together and all that?" I just be telling her I'll be working. But, you know, when she get of age, I don't know, maybe like 5th grade, like around 10 or 11 or something, when they can really comprehend and understand what's going on, you know, I guess that's about the right age. Other than that, I mean, I don't know, man. That's a tough one right there. That's a good one right
there,
man.
Yeah, isn't that good, Ivy? I know. I'm so
yeah,
clever.
That's great.
I know. All right, so anyway, all right, so what you got going on music-wise?
I mean, you know, pretty much, I'm trying to see what's up with that cypher you got going on the 3rd, man. You know, I'm trying to slide in there somehow, some way. But other than that, July 10th, me and my man Wingo Flames, we're going to be at Club Fluid, you know, like 4th and South Street, you know, doing a thing down there. Got some more battles coming up, more shows to tip off June 30th. I told you about that. Just follow me on Twitter and see what's going on with that this Saturday, you know, at the Cave. Other than that, I'm just grinding. Trying to see what to get into.
All right. Well, if you want to enter the, you know, if you want to participate in that, just send me your YouTube link to Facebook or Twitter, inbox me or whatever cases, and, you know, I'll take a look at it. Make sure you spit in and not just like a regular video, you know?
Oh, no, definitely. It's some flavor on there for you. I already mentioned you with that, so, you know,
yeah.
And I just seen it too. I see, you know, I got to talk my shit on there, man. That's what I do. I'm just to say go. They love me. And tell me, Cher, I want my date too. She thought I forgot, man.
Oh, yeah, see?
Yeah.
She mad at me right now, so make sure y'all hit up Miss Sherry. You know what I mean? Show her some love. We take applications right now.
No, man, that's
like,
fine.
I'm
taking, man.
Uh oh. Okay.
Taking, man. I'm gonna just say go.
Okay, there you go. All right, so give them your Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff.
I mean, y'all know the Facebook, Hadiak Jones, you know, Twitter, @Hadiak, you know, you can check out the mixtapes on that, piff.com/Hadiak, YouTube, /Hadiak, everything is Hadiak, just go to your search engine, type in Hadiak, HAITIOCK, and everything will come up, man. Keep it short and simple, we say go.
We say go. I like that. Okay, now you
gonna
have me saying that. That's good. I like the
little. Yeah, you know, you stuff. Know, you can be Mrs. Say Go. You know, we know you air it out, you fire, you be Mrs. Say
yeah.
Go. You know, that's what
okay.
We do. It's a whole movement we branding. We don't
like
stop
that.
For nothing until you reach our goals. That's really that mean, man. I don't stop for nothing, man. Nobody's gonna tell me I can't do this, I can't do that. I'm Mr. Say Go. Green light all day, man.
Okay, okay.
There you go. So what track we getting into tonight?
Oh, this one right here is something special. You know, it's called Any More Original, you know, featuring the lovely Ashley Aaron. It's a good message for everybody that got kids, and I'm glad that you brought up that topic right there, because this right here, for people that got kids, it's a good message in this music right here. So just tune into this Any More Haiti Out featuring Ashley Aaron, Aaron Out Radio, Fire, Haiti Out, Mr. Say, go!
Price of pain. Just listen. Just listen. Just listen. And she just wanna scream. Named Jim, and she was only 10. Father used to touch her again and again, and her mama didn't care. She fell in love with the gym. School clothes weren't down, didn't have friends. She could spell suicide, probably where it would end. Wishing she was a twin, staring in the mirror. At least she had somebody to share the pain with her. Every day, hoping her daddy would come quicker. Just get it over with. Trying to get over it, her lips over his, wishing life was over with. And daddy was a freak. He even tried to cut her when the blood stained sheet. She tried to run away, taking less pain in the streets, but she stayed. Cause she don't know what other pain that would bring. So she just wanna scream. Tell her turn off her cell, but she wondering how she missed the cell. Then the teacher asked her a question about the cells. Only way she can reply by saying sex cells. To make matters worse, she should have learned about her, cause she be around the purse. Found out from a nurse that she's burning with a curse. She wondering how with all these counters in the purse. That's why that in mind didn't work. Mama fucking with Kurt. Kurt was daddy's brother. He found out about the lovers, but daddy didn't care, cause he didn't really love us. See, daddy was undercover. He was fucking with the brothers. Men can't get pregnant, so he didn't wear rubbers. He didn't give a fuck about any other troubles. And Laura was the mama, adding to the drama. She said a kid wouldn't have a faggot as a father. Life out of order, trying to get back at Laura. He said, what I'm gonna do, I'ma give it to my daughter.
Air.Radio Radio is at Trick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, air.radio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Shout out to Haiti. He just got that track for us. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in so far. We're going to hit the lines up a little bit more, see what's happening. Let's go to 2888. You, air.radio. 2888.
Yeah. Oh, yo, man, this your boy, goddamn. Yo, man, that's
who
this is.
What the
hell? Hey, man, I'm from Georgia, man. Georgia in the house, man.
Georgia?
Yeah, Mochi, okay. Georgia, man. I want to give a shout out to Mochi, man. You know, give a shout out to my cousin Real Rock, too, man.
Are you saying Res Rock or Ready Rock?
Oh, I said Real Rock.
Real Rock. Oh, shout out to Real Rock. Okay, all right. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, I'm a little curious and curious with that, you know, speaking. I just checked it out because she told me that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, why well, she ain't calling? We going to get her. We going to get her.
Hey, man. Look at her, man. I see the thing on my Facebook. I just hit y'all up, you know what I'm saying, to see what it, you know. But I like it so far. All
right. Well, I definitely appreciate it.
Y'all spinning joints. Y'all playing stuff tonight on the radio.
We playing stuff tonight. Yes, we are. I'm looking for her track. I don't see it in here.
Hey, you can't play no old Cameron or nothing like that.
Nah, we ain't got Cameron in here. We play mostly underground artists. Yeah.
Let me hear that old boy. I know y'all up north. Really. I'm from Jersey too, but still, I've been down here in Georgia since I was 10. That's why I sound like this. But let me hear one of my cousin songs.
Who's one of your cousins?
Well, let me hear some real rock put out. You heard me?
Yeah, I don't think I have her tracking here. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't see it.
You got Iceberg.
Iceberg? Let me see. I don't know if I got
Iceberg.
I don't remember. No, I don't. I don't have Ice. Wait a minute. Is his name Ice? Just plain Ice?
Yeah, Ice, like Iceberg.
I don't know if this is the same person or not,
play Freeway New Joint or something like this.
Yeah, we don't have Freeway in here. I'm sorry. It's mostly unsigned artists or whatever that's, you know, vocal artists or whatever, you know.
What about Murder Mook?
Murder Mook. Nope.
You,
don't got
them. I don't know. Just play something.
It's cool. Listen, while we get you to answer the topic, we'll keep it moving. So the topic tonight is, you know, what's a good age to tell your kids that your baby mom ain't, you know, y'all ain't together, it ain't work out, whatever the case is.
Well, I put it like this. I feel like the best age to tell them is when they're like 8 or 10. You know what I'm saying? That's the best age is to tell them so they can know, they can learn then what the situation is. So therefore, they can mature faster and understand it.
All right, cool. All right. You got a Facebook and Twitter where they can reach you?
Yeah, I got a Facebook. Oh, it's Jay Lovett on here. JayLovett.
All right. Are you following me on Twitter?
On Twitter?
No.
I ain't got no Twitter. The number on Facebook. Had got the number off there. All right,
that's what's up. See, Facebook still works, y'all. Facebook still works. Well, I definitely appreciate you calling up. Definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, I wanted to hear, you know what I'm saying, wanted to hear what kind of rappers y'all putting out. I rap myself. I just, you know what I'm saying, I had to keep talking about real talk.
I get it, but I don't have rails. I don't know, for some reason it's not in here. We're going to have to work that out for next week. But I don't have any
three-way
or whatever.
Look, just tell her little cousin gave her a shout-out. Yeah, little Jerry.
I definitely will. All the time. Yeah. Well, easily. All right,
yeah,
I appreciate you calling in.
All right,
baby.
Oh, yeah.
All
right. Hey, man.
Air Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airradio.net. Shout out to Rel. You know what I mean? I got to get your track in here, hon. I don't know what's going on. I don't see it here. But we're going to keep it moving at the end of the day. Make sure y'all hit up the line 347-677-1163. We're going to keep it moving. 9377.
Hello?
We're going to keep it moving.
Yep. What up?
Who's this?
Hey, Stu.
Is it who?
It's Ace 2.
Is Ace 2?
Yeah, oh yeah, okay, I'm tripping. Yeah, it's Ace 2, man.
What did you add it up?
What's up?
What's up with it?
How you doing? Where you from? You got an accent too. What's going on?
Man,
with all
I'm from Cali. Watts, baby.
Cali?
Watts, California. Home of the criminal.
Home of the criminal. I don't know. Some may beg to differ with that. They might say, Phil, you
What's up with it though, man?
Ain't nothing. What's up to Cali and all that good stuff?
That's right.
You got tracks in here? I'm thinking. I don't see them.
Ace two. I sent you a few of them. Yeah.
All right. Are you spelling that with an A?
H.
Oh, that's two. Yes, it's the accent. All right. Well, tonight's topic is, in case you didn't hear, have you been listening?
I got you. I know the topic.
What's your opinion on that?
Well, my opinion is, let the kids be kids.
Yeah.
Hello?
Go ahead. I'm sorry. My bad.
Oh, I say let the kids be kids. I mean, you know, when they grow up, then they realize what's going on. But your business is your business. You and your baby daddy business, or baby mama business. That's y'all business. It's really not the kid's business why y'all don't get along. It's just don't be telling the other kid that, don't be telling the kids bad things about the other parent, and then, you know, things should be fine.
That's really hard to do sometimes, you know?
Well, actually, I think it's like an adult situation. I mean, why y'all don't get along, that's really personal between two people. It ain't really nobody's business.
Yeah. When did you send your tracks in?
You probably got them from Demetrius DeMont.
All right. It might be under him or whatever. I don't think it's under you because I don't remember hearing that. Let me see real quick. Anyway, give me your Facebook and Twitter while I'm looking for it.
Ace. Okay, my Facebook is Ace. My Twitter is Ace2 Through the Hood.
Okay. All right, make sure you hit me up on Twitter when you get off the show, because I don't have your Twitter, but just make sure. Anyway, I do have it. He sent it on the him or whatever the case is. All right, so what track we getting into again?
Hey, you can play, Smell Cash or something. You got that?
I don't have that. No, I have Don't Commit, Fuck the Police, and You Are a Snitch.
Well, you could go to Fuck the Police for a bit.
Okay.
That'll do it. That always right. does it.
All right. Make sure you hit me up on Twitter, all right?
I got you. I'm going to hit you up, baby.
All right. Period, man. The fuck was dripping out of that shit, man. I was just rolling out the street. Get old Fabulous, had the lights and everything. I ain't doing nothing. I ain't doing nothing. What you call back up for me? I ain't doing nothing. For this, between me and you, I ain't even doing nothing. I ain't doing registration, everything. What's up now?
Emergency 911, and I don't fuck with the one time. It's money in the ghetto when I was taught how to get mine. I take it to the kitchen, rock it up until it get hard. I flood the block, the street, the avenues, and the boulevard. Fuck them, they do their job, and we do ours. They mad cause we thuggin' with 26s on the new car. Eating and we well off, big money and a gold car. Ballin' and we stage with a fresh new car. Now I ain't did shit, but so far they up in front of me. And if I pass them up, the motherfuckers gonna be running me. I whip my west side hat to the back, lean back, blaze my sack like, why would I do that? I bust the left on the phone line, saw my nigga T-Jot. Yeah. Fuck the police, homeboy, I gotta get mine. On the block when the fly hot, I'm trying to get what I don't got. And money be the reason I won't stop. Look out, here come the gang unit. Ain't it creepers trying to snatch me out of cold unit. Under injustice.
production, you gon' get your bullet. Them niggas ratting to get out, and you thought that they wouldn't, nigga. I live by the code, I don't talk to the pole. If I'm cold and get some time, then I'll take it and go. Real niggas do real shit, snitches is vicious. Leave them bloody like a pussy, and they need some stitches. Until they come, I'm on the block trying to rap up some Skrilla. And the streets show me love, cause I be keeping it true. Feed my foes with a long spoon. When it's on, and I believe you niggas dance through the wrong tune. You fucking with the wrong goon. Man, fuck the police, I shoot a rocket through your full moon. Cause they ain't never here to protect. They here to serve, arrest, and break a nigga's neck. Man, fuck the police.
Running my plays while I'm switching them lanes. Putting out the Mary Jane while they running my name. Tell me why you pull me over, Mr. Officer. I rolled down the block about this time, officer. But you really don't give a damn, do ya? You asking for the guns, tell me to give my grams to ya. But you been following me ever since I left the block. Pull me out and throw me on the hood and his bitches out. Handcuffs, so how the fuck am I resisting? Driver license, insurance, tags are sufficient. Why you being hostile like I'm acting too vicious? Steady telling me how motherfuckers fit descriptions. Looking suspicious, suspicious of what? All you found was some money and a left of a blunt. Telling me how my music should be bumping. But damn, you acting like you trying to beat my ass or something.
Man, it's your boy AC, and I'm chilling right here with my girl Fire on Air It Out Radio. Hey, yo, Miss Fire, man, let's get it.
Air It Out Radio is that chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to everybody tuning in. Shout out to H2. Shout out to all my callers. Shout out to Angie. Yes, I know she's getting in my ass right now. She like, Fire, how you going for me? Listen, sometimes these buttons are very, very small, and you will not believe. But anyway, shout out to everybody hitting me up on Twitter. Young Bars, what's up? I see you, baby. And Coke Girl BK. Okay, I see you. And Mika Mecca. I don't want nobody to smack me over there. Shout out to Mecca. And shout out to Hottest in the 215 again. He hit me up as well. So shout out to everybody that's tuning in so far. I'm definitely going to get to you, so please be patient and all that good stuff. And if you're waiting, hit up the website, airitoutradio.net, leave a comment. You can always press 1. Make sure y'all tune in at 347-677-1163 if you are on the net and you want to tune in and you have some convo for us. All right. I'm trying to go back in order here before I get cussed the F out. All right, at the end of the day, y'all can hit me up on Instagram at FireChick. For those that do not know, I am on Instagram right now. All right, so where am I at right now? I don't want nobody cussing me out no more today. All right, so let's go to 1212, Air It Out Radio.
What's good? What's happening, Fire Chick? This is Professor X from Florida. How you doing? I'm glad to hear you back on that.
Yay! Yes, I'm back on. Yes, finally, right? I know. So what's going on with you down in Florida? What's good down there?
I mean, basically, I got a couple of new artists I'm developing, and I got a couple of release dates on August and September. As soon as the music is finished and everything is ready to go, you'll be the first one to have it. And I just started my BMI and ASCAP Publishing Company, and we're looking to sign writers. So if anybody's interested, they can hit me up at info@ilovethatbeat.com or follow me on Twitter at Royal Court Beats. That's ROYALKORT Beats for the S.
You said ROYALK what?
It's ROYALKORT Beats with a S. Royal Court Beats.
All right. So anyway, the topic tonight is
All right. What age should you be able to tell your kids as far as, you know, them not, you know, your mom and dad not together?
I mean, okay, Professor A is going to drop the science. I look at it like this. Let the child enjoy life, and the mother and father should be there and do what they got to do. Whatever you and that other individual is going through, the child don't have nothing to do with that, because you don't want the child to have resentment on the mother or the father.
Right.
So do what you got to do for your kid, and, you know, when they start asking questions, then that's when you got to sit down with them and have that talk. But right now, if the kid is small or baby, they don't know what's going on. They happy to see mommy and daddy together. I mean, it is.
All right, got it. So, music-wise, you got that popping off, and you want to give them, you said you got a website and everything, right?
Yes, ilovethatbeat.com. Okay. If you look into, you know what I'm saying, for some new tracks for your project, album, or mixtape, get at us if you're looking for mixdowns and mastering. Studio recording, if you're in the Florida area, you can hit us up at upcomingstudio.com. And if you want music business consultation, or you want to learn how to structure your LLC or your corporation as far as for your music business, you can contact me personally at 305-791-4754. Once again, that number is 305-791-4754. Just say you heard Professor X on Air It Out, and you know what I'm saying, we'll get it in and set up a Skype consultation.
All right, there you go. Let me see. Do I got music in here, yours? I don't think I got no music in here, yours.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? I don't think you really have any music from me.
I don't even have
no
beat from you.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't even have no beat from you.
What I do is I make sure I send some music over as well as some beats for your artists.
Alright, there you go. Hit me up on Twitter so I can retweet your information and stuff, alright?
No problem, fam. It's nice talking to you.
Alright. Air It Out Radio is at your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Let's go to... Where am I at right now? Let me see, because, you know, some people are, like, making me go out of order here. Well, actually, blog makes me go out of order. All right, we're going to go to 9041. Hello?
Yo, what's up?
What's up? Who's this?
This is Rico Rock.
Rico Rock. Okay. Okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. All right, so what's going on with you? We're going to, like, push this question to the side because we're getting toward the end, but we're going to get more into, you know, what you got going on. So, what's going on with Rico?
Man, I'm just working right now, really, you know. I got something live doing in Ardmore on the 30th, so everybody come out, check me out, you know. Still working on, you know, my debut mixtape, School of Dreams. You know, shout out everybody doing the video, 30,000 in a month, you know, just grinding, so.
Really? 30,000?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
just
crazy.
Just working. Like, yeah, I'm trying to get, you know, trying to get that buzz up, trying to work with a lot of artists, you know. Definitely showing love to all my fans. Like, you show love, I show love back, and just keep grinding.
As you should. Yeah. Alright. So, what's your Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff?
Yeah, you know, Twitter at Mr. Arno Gang. You know, Instagram, Rico Rock. I don't really do the Facebook thing, but, you know.
Oh, you don't do Facebook? Boo.
Nah.
Like, nah, I'm just kidding. Boo. Nah,
no,
good.
But I want to say, like, you know, I'm definitely a big fan of your AVI on Twitter, though.
Oh, thank you. That's why it ain't going nowhere. You see that? Stuff like that right there. Yeah, like that. But anyway, I'm looking in here. I'm trying to see. Okay, Rico Rock, I got you.
All right, so we're going to get into your track here. Only got one.
That's the 30,000 drum. That's my first single off the School of Dreams project. You could call, produced by Simpsons. He's from the UK, so shout out to him. You know, he's over there grinding.
Well, we're about to see what he's hitting for.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know what I mean? It's Rhino Gang till I die, man.
Yeah, it is.
Girl, you seem so focused, and your man seems hopeless. I just hope you know this. I will buy you roses, put a ring on your hand, trips to the beach, taking walks in the sand. Say you got a man, that's the flaw on the plan. Damn, but my heart's in your hands. Girl, I want you there when I land. Girl, what I'm saying, want you land where I'm land. When I tell you leave, you just say that you can't. But you will and you can.
Make sure y'all check out the website, air.radio.net. Listen, we usually are on from time to one. I'm going to extend it because I got a lot of callers still on the line that I did get to. So I don't want to even try to cancel out the show because it'll ring my neck right now. So I'm going to extend it for like another half an hour so I can get everybody in there. If y'all willing to stay on, I'm willing to rock it out. All right, I'm a trooper. All right, hit up the line 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press the one if y'all want to talk. And y'all can hit me up on Facebook and Twitter, all that good stuff. All right, so, because I don't want to rush nobody, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all been waiting on the line for all this time, and I'm not going to try to, like, push all off all quick and shit. So, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm going to keep it moving. All right, so, y'all got to love me for that, right? I hope so. If not, y'all be all right. Like, Turner said that. I didn't say that. You said that part. Okay. Anyway, we're going to hit up the lines a little bit more. 9284.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what up, man? It's Interstate. What's good?
Interstate, what's up, bye-bye?
What's going on, ma? Just listening to what y'all got going on over there.
Oh, he got this little sexy voice going on. What's good with that?
Thank you.
He like, yeah, that's the bedroom voice. You know what I mean?
You funny.
Anyway. All right, so anyway, all right, now I can just get back into my little drama. All right, so the topic tonight is, all right.
Yeah, you already know. I'm listening.
Yeah, there you go. All right, go ahead.
You know, like, I feel about 10, 11, yeah, they should understand around that age what's going on. So it's about a good age to let them know, you know. You don't want to tell
like
them when they're too
shit.
Young. Yeah, you tell them when they're too young, you know, that might dramatize them a little bit. So you got to wait.
Yeah. Ain't that funny when your kid be like, Daddy, you ain't come pick me up.
What happened to you? I don't go through that because I go get mine, you know, but right when the kids cussing you out, I done seen it happen. Like, my daddy ain't pick me up, that'll hurt my feelings a lot. So yeah, before that, I just go get him. Yeah, there you go. All right, so what you got going on music wise? Well, you know, just finished up this EP from 95 to 85, produced by my man Villain. You can follow him at the Villain Music. He done produced a few tracks with some major cast, Cuban Links, Joe Grimes, Mike Son, and all them niggas, you know what I mean? So just finish up that EP. Right now we're working on getting some shows or whatever, and getting it on the radio. So that's basically
okay.
It, you know? And yeah, y'all could definitely follow Interstate on Twitter at Interstate Fresh. Facebook, same thing, at Interstate Fresh, you know. I follow back. That's how I do it, so.
Yeah, if they ain't following back, I'm unfollowing. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I got to follow back.
I'm unfollowing you.
I show the love. I follow back.
Yeah, you ain't following me. I'm unfollowing. These people I'm following. I'm like,
nah,
yo,
yeah,
I'm unfollowing.
Yeah. It's only right, you know.
Yes, it's only
it's
right.
Only right, you know. People go out and check you out and take the time to follow you. You got to follow them back, you know.
Right. You ain't no star, nigga.
Exactly. We all trying to make it, you know.
Yeah,
even when I make it, though, I think I'm going to still follow people back, you know.
Listen, if I'm not following you and you following me, smack me on Twitter, please. I'm very forgetful, though. I'll be like, because there's so many people that hit me up, so just hit me up and I will follow you. Ain't no problem. I have no problem following nobody. But, yeah, so, all right. So, Facebook, Twitter, Interstate
Fresh, you already know.
Interstate Fresh.
All right.
Yeah. So I know we got one track in here, yours.
Yeah, you should have about two or three of them. I don't know. I've been sending them to you for a little minute now.
Right? You send them left and right, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
or
left and right.
Got two.
All right.
Don't get no ideas, though. No, I'm just kidding.
You can choose one. I'll let you choose one. They both bang, so I'll let you choose one.
I think I'm going to do the Turn It Up.
Leave them haters so mad. Better flex than that chat. In the club that I'm ballin'.
I'm flying like a Boeing. The phones they be knowing, so the nose they be showing. In the club and I'm blowing rap. Trim, they give me that. Bad, sitting on my lap. Blowing cushion, I got the match. Leave the club to my hoes. To me alone. One look like Trina and the other me alone. And the love me. Now they killing me alone. They been calling on my phone just so I can make a moan. Just so I can make a moan. Turn up my we ain't coming out. Maybe rain a couple strippers died in the trap. Popping bodies all night. Yeah, it's going down. Popping bodies all night. Yeah, it's going down. Turn it up my we ain't coming out. Made it rain a couple strippers died in the trap. Popping bodies all night. Yeah, it's going down. Popping bodies all night. Yeah, it's going down. I'm in the state, I'm state fresh. Do a day till ain't nothing left. Trapping hard, I'm a trap to death. Living foul, we ain't got no rest. Turned up like my CTO. Switch it, put this flow. Came out, they laid low. Poppy gave me Simco. Hit the trap and I break it out. On smash when I leave the town. Catch me moving them. I'm turned up and I ain't coming out. Hit the trap and I break it down. On smash when I leave the town. Catch me moving them. I'm turned up and I ain't coming out.